there after showtime.
Let me know when you want me to, when you want to bridge in.
I'm ready. Whenever. Hey, you know what's awesome? Like, you know, Harry's denying that he's Joseph Princiata, but, you know, in the inside, he's just, like, flipping out. He's just trying to keep his cool on the bridge, because he can't, like, admit that he's not that guy.
Put us in, Rob.
All right, hang on. I just had to get a burn number ready.
Wick just told me josephprinciata.com is available.
Guys, it's, like, right above the lip.
I guess for the fucking children.
Hey, Lassie, phone winners, some take a picture of my herpes.
Phoneherpes.com.
Phoneherpes.com.
I think the we should register
herpes and ice face and ice pirates or bullshit.
We should register phone1.com. WON, because we just won. And then just post everything on there. Phone Warners. Warners.
That's clever. You're clever, Gunner.
I'm a clever one. Not clever enough to figure out what you guys figured out.
That's because Brad's the fucking man, and we should
Brad
really
is the man.
Probably suck a little more dick than we do.
Yeah, you know, everybody, starting immediately.
Like 4 days ago, I was like pissed off.
At
about
me?
Harry, man. I was like,
you were? Really?
Yeah.
Why
remember?
Were you?
I talked to you, too. It's just annoying. People are trying to fuck you. Know?
Yeah. It's
go away. Bothering you.
It's irritating.
Yeah, like I said, Brad, you're the only positive write-up I've ever seen on Encyclopedia Dramatica. they're like, if you look up prank calls, and then it mentions him, and it's like he's responsible for lots of lulls.
Yeah, it's too bad that site's
gone.
What'd
I miss? I was on the phone, I'm sorry.
Oh, you missed the best stuff ever, Sudo.
It's Brad, it's up again. It's hosted in some other country now.
Oh, that's cool. I was surprised they took it down. That was an awesome site.
Yeah.
None of that, Gunner.
None of that, Gunner.
Oh, sorry.
Phone winners, losers, dot bridge.
Oh, Gunner left.
They may be coming in. They may be coming in.
They may be coming in. They may be coming in.
We're in the bridge.
Oh, my God. Brad's coming in. Oh, my God. Our lives are so complete. Phone on. Phone owners, we on phones.
So yeah, what?
So much echoing.
Hey guys, have you done any cool pranks recently?
You just tuck your mother in. Joseph's name on.
I can't believe I got the wrong person. That sucks. I feel so dumb now. I put so much effort into it, and it's not even him. God,
you
I feel dumb.
Wasted a whole day, RBCP, and you harassed a guy for no reason, calling him over and over.
My whole Memorial Day weekend is just shot.
But he turned off all of the ringers, so Granny wouldn't wake up.
Memorial Day weekend at home.
You drink too much beer, Arby.
Me?
That's your problem.
I don't drink too much beer.
That's your problem.
You
maybe
talk to
you'd
Matt
get it
before
right
me.
If you weren't drunk all the time.
Yeah, I would probably. I would have found the right person if I hadn't been drinking.
Maybe if you weren't busy wearing your geocaching hat.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I see your chest hair.
Not anymore.
I see your chest hair.
Did the whole bridge shut up?
They're so quiet. It's maybe they're sleeping.
Oh,
they're hiding.
God, oh, bless them.
I was really surprised to hear more than one person on the bridge when we called. I mean, more than two.
But they all squirreled away. It's like he turned light on cockroaches.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Matt.
What's up, you cunts?
Who's going to register josephprinciata.com first? Who's going to win the prize?
You should do it soon, because I have a tendency to register URLs left and right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it either, but that's only because I'm poor.
Yeah. And you're covered in fucking herpes now. That's not a good mix.
I'm not covered. I just have one. And you know what?
It's
I
don't just like me. You know, just the one.
She's not covered in herpes. It's semen, Matt. Get it right.
Oh.
I don't know if it's herpes, because it's like on the border between the lip and the skin. And this happened to me around the same time last year.
Cold sores are herpes.
You're not bored with this, are you, Jen? I don't think it's a cold sore. Should we start making prank calls? I don't want to lose Jen's interest.
She'll hang up. So I gave you those
numbers. Hey, Rob, are we?
Are you what?
Still on?
Are we still on their bridge?
You're still on the bridge, yep. I can make that be the case.
Oh, they all ran away. That's hilarious.
Why aren't they screaming phonewinners.com?
They have me on mute or something. I don't know.
Hey, guys. Carl's Jr.
Gay.
So, sorry, I was on the phone with the girlfriend. What I missed now?
Oh.
Nope, now the phone winners know that you're gay.
I don't know. Well, yeah, anyone in Tiny Chat knew that. I mean,
new scandal.
Whatever, I'll get added to a phone, like a fan page or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did something happen?
Oh, no, nothing happened.
They mouthed off for like 2 seconds, then pussied out.
Oh.
We're on their bridge.
We're still on their bridge, they just don't know how to talk, apparently.
Or they muted us.
Harry's playing it all cool, but he's like inside, he's just like, shit, 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 shit. All these years of being anonymous, and now it's just out. Everyone knows my name.
Oh, yeah. Like they OJ, know that I set my friends on fire.
Oh my God! Hacks.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the money like OJ did. He lives with mom.
Guys, I love you, but I think I'm going to bed.
Oh come on! We're just going to talk about Harry for another 5 hours. Can't you hang out with us?
Stay on, you cunt.
That'll win me over.
Yeah, I know how to talk to you.
Tell us about your gonosyphilates.
I don't even know where
I'll be right
I
back
from.
And we'll do some prank calls.
You blow random dudes that you meet in the park.
Have not done that for a few months. Quite a few months.
Yeah, it takes a while to fucking sprout.
Well, here's the thing that's suspicious. Brad has a movie store, and then a week later, Roxy gets one. Doesn't take
it usually takes
where
2 weeks,
from.
Okay?
Well, wait until everybody gets the AIDS from Samantha.
Hey, Matt, did you bone her?
Did I?
Did you?
No.
Oh, that took a while.
I sodomized her while she was asleep.
That took a while.
Are we still on the bridge?
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get off now. That's what she said. Okay, we're off.
Or they muted us, or we weren't able to hear them because, according to the Art of Trolling, we're still on the bridges, you bitches.
Have a go of it.
Well, I don't have us on the bridge anymore, but... It is what it is.
I'm hungry. Can somebody send me... Maybe Harry should send me a pizza because he thinks he knows my address.
Well, we certainly know his.
Hey, where's RBCP?
I think he went to take RBCP PP.
Oh, no. RBCP PP. I hope this isn't on the app.
That's what leads to herpes. It is.
I hope this isn't on the podcast. We don't want RBCP to hear us talking bad about him.
Shit, what?
Oh, no, he came back.
I use RBCP PP to get rid of jellyfish stings.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should sell that.
Hey, Thanksgiving Sucks says, how dare you insult that bridge? It costs $3,000 and a rotary payphone.
You know what I didn't mention on the show? I didn't mention, like, you know, Harry's social or birthday or any of the other crazy info we have.
Oh, yeah.
Are we still on the air?
We're on Cacti, yeah. Oh, there's Nick. Hey, Nick.
Oh.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, everyone.
That was very nice.
Hey, I just wanted to see if there's an after show.
Yeah, there's an after show. We're just talking shit, but I think we should make prank calls or something to keep Jen from hanging up.
Let's do the Walmart game. It cannot suck this time.
Yeah, let's do the Walmart insult game.
But it doesn't work at nighttime.
You gotta call Hawaii. Call Hawaii Walmart. Wait,
can we call Harry's neighbors?
Yeah.
Why would we do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just ask him, ask if the guy for that name lives next door.
No. Just pretend to be the old senile lady and be like, hello, this is Loretta. Do you have any sugar you can bring me? Ask for a cup of sugar.
My son's out right now. Could you please come to the door?
We could send hookers to his house.
I don't think Harry would have a problem with that because clearly we've got the wrong guy. Harry is not Joseph Princiata.
No, I'm going to have to. This is going to have to be like a little side project for everyone. Everyone has to do at least one thing with that address. It's like Fight Club or something.
I'll just.
Hey, Harry, I dare you to change your phone number, your home phone number tomorrow. See how much good it does.
Call whoever the provider is.
What, it's Verizon? They're closed this time of night.
Oh, no, whoever the home landline is.
Oh, shit. Verizon? Trevor says he just purchased rbcpraped.me for $12.
$12? Dude, you got hosed.
Fucking Trevor.
It's not rape if you yell surprise first.
I'm banning him. The
only one who got raped at $12 was Trevor.
Oh, you know it'd be hilarious if he made the domain, you know, name stuff, say JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
That'd make it extra hilarious.
Dude, I don't pay more than $8 for domain name. That's my
limit. You got ripped off.
Richard Ricardo's coming for you, Brad.
Oh crap.
I was about to say that. Register the domain name RVCP did not kill JonBenet Ramsey.
No, but he did. But RBCP... You haven't checked out the handwriting analyst.
But RBCP rape.me.
Isn't the statute of limitations or whatever over by now? Can't you go ahead and admit it?
There's never one on there.
It's not rape when you enjoy it.
That's true.
Yeah. It's not rape when she falls down the stairs.
That little part was asking for it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. See how pretty dumb she was? She was begging for the cock.
It's his chest hair.
That's what does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's your really, really sexy voice.
No, it's the chest hair.
And the chest hair. Did I used to freak you out by, stalking you?
You didn't stalk me. You just talked to me on the phone.
Calling?
Oh, this is Walmart in California.
What?
This is what?
Walmart in Panorama City, California. It's the game show thing.
Hey, cunt, can I get electronics?
Sure, hold on.
Hurry the fuck up. So far, so good.
$1 for everybody.
Rob, are you
going to... Rob, keep going.
Yeah, Rob, continue.
Okay. Till I get the hang of it.
Electronics?
Yo, hey, you dumb spick. Do you have... can you get me to houseware, please?
All right, that's the end of that, Rob.
That was instant.
Hey, Brad.
She's used to that one.
I thought
she knows
we weren't allowed to do hate crimes.
Yeah, Rob. Well, it's the after show, so it's more allowed than it is on the...
Okay. Here, connect me.
Well, you know...
What, just because I called her a valve on a piece of equipment?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Hey, Brad, do you remember all those words that I copy and pasted that Corwin has sent to me over the past few months?
Yes, I do.
I have a lot of them in my head.
Oh, so it's your turn right now.
Yes, it's my turn.
This is Los Angeles.
Okay. Corwin's good at insulting.
This game show theme music is so much better than the old stuff.
That's why we never had sex. He kept insulting me.
Are you going to talk about your period now?
I'm not on my period yet.
All 2 o'clock.
You get to hear some of the words he called me. Oh my god, this Walmart, this Walmart, this Walmart, this Walmart, this Walmart.
Brad, you can call the same one back. You can call the same one back, and it'll be Roxy's voice.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
When it's my turn, it fails.
Yeah, let me call the old one back. And Roxy, just don't ask for electronics. Or, I mean, I guess you can. It doesn't matter, really.
Okay.
Actually, maybe you should, because they answered quick.
Okay.
Just don't call her spick.
Call her nigger.
Oh my god. You just said that.
Walmart, how may I help you?
Hey, Poopslap, can I talk to Housewares, please?
What was that?
I said, hey, Poopslap, can I talk to Housewares?
Housewares? Hold on.
And she called you a Poopslap. Don't forget that part.
Red, you're echoing.
I hear an echo.
Really?
Okay.
I'll be quiet.
They're not going to answer.
Yeah. Housewares at 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight.
It's 12 o'clock in the
midnight. I need a goddamn fucking spatula, you fucking spick.
No, that's not how the game works, Nick.
I thought we were going to call, like, random people and get them to play the PLA word game.
Oh, yeah, we could do that, too.
Nick, you can't ask for spicks back.
Let's try another Walmart. I'll choose a department that's open.
Well, that's the problem we're going to run into all night.
24/7.
We have to just talk to electronics.
Electronics is all
toys. Nobody's
around. How can we never bother Target? You always
hold on.
Walmart's funner.
Target's closed.
We'll always have somebody there because
people. No, they're super Targets. They're open all night.
Here, let me talk to this real quick. Hey, you fucking bastard. Let me talk to electronics.
Why are you so mean?
Don't worry about it. Just give me electronics. Did she go?
Why are you so mean, Click?
I lose.
Roxy. She wouldn't hung up until you laughed.
Yeah,
no,
it's all Roxy's
didn't.
Fault. No,
I heard her hang up.
Yeah, she
hung up. Oh, no, she didn't.
She hung up pretty quickly.
Call one in Compton. Not let me talk to
him. I think Matt's just excited that we can do racial slurs.
Yeah.
Rob, I
have some of these words. Poopalate. What was another one of the things here? I'll find the list for you guys.
Like, why are you asking this?
I'm just giving you guys things to call. Corwin was
I can throw insults out all day.
Corwin was very, very good with his insults.
So you're saying that Matt is not?
Yeah. That old Walmart, you should call all of them and ask her if she's on her period.
Is this a Compton one, Brad?
They don't have them in Compton. I'll look some more, but I searched for Compton and I'm just getting things around Compton.
Detroit.
Cerritos, Santa Fe Springs.
Great Detroit.
Compton, the one place on earth Walmart will not go.
La Habra, Buena Park.
Yeah, you know?
Joseph Princeton.
Butt liquor, Clit Clamp, Dick Ramp, Polish Rice, Polish Race.
Foxy, you fucking ruin everything.
Sorry. I told you I was going to name the list. Never mind.
You don't see that the fucking call's getting connected?
No.
Matt.
You guys,
Matt. Tomorrow afternoon, call the NAACP office and see how many times you can say nigger.
Oh, here we go with Zyklon's ideas again.
No, don't use my ideas. Most of them are bad.
Hey, have you guys noticed with the new Skype for PC, like, is it not letting me remove numbers? Is that happening to you guys?
I haven't tried to remove any, so I don't know.
Yeah, same here.
It doesn't seem that I can anymore. I don't know. Just asking. Hey, Rob, are we still on with phone winners?
No, we have not been on for a while.
Okay, just checking. I wanted to know if I should say anything snarky about Harry or whatever. I didn't.
His real name is Harry Sacks. Because he does have a hairy sack.
You know, I forgot to mention on the show, too, that he, like, you know, called up my host and got all my databases. What the hell, Nick?
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I, like, forgot to mute whenever I was, like, lifting the door on my garage.
You and your fucking garage shenanigans.
You know, actually, I'm about to look at a place right now here in Alton that's only $10,000, and it's in, like, a $8,000 neighborhood.
Is it a trailer?
No. It's actually a decent place. It's on 7th, East 7th.
Like, downtownish?
People make meth in it.
Yeah.
You want to rent a room to your old buddy, Maddie?
Yeah, I have a story about meth in a place that I lived at. I rented a room for storage one time, and because I was gone for a summer, and when I came back, the place was being raided by the cops, and there was had the yellow tape, and they're like, "Do you live here?" I was like, "Well, no, I rent a room, but I don't live here." I showed them, had to show my passport, and then I've been gone and everything because they wanted to take me in because they told me that I couldn't go in for a while because the place had been was being investigated for being a meth lab.
Wow!
Oh my god!
Like one of your roommates was doing it.
Yeah, one of my roommates. I mean, I wasn't living there, but yeah, one of my roommates.
Or was it you?
Yeah, it was me.
That's what you had the room for, quote, storage.
Oh, hey.
I store all the pseudoephedrine.
I have this amazing idea, but we can't do it at night. We have to do it in the daytime. But we need to call up, you know, those storage rental places? And talk to them, like ask them if they have like a good ventilation and electricity and smokestacks.
Can I go ahead and like put a fan in?
Brad, we can ask them if we can put a time machine in there, like in that movie.
Oh yeah, in what's it called? Holy shit!
I know what you're talking about.
What was it called?
Yeah. Primer.
Primer. Yeah,
that's it. That was a good flick.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. We could use his name
we
and everything.
We should start explaining the time machine to them.
You can explain it, because I've never seen that movie sober.
You don't understand the movie?
I don't see any movies sober.
Yeah, I know, but you function better on being fucked up than me.
Yeah,
you seem to do funnier prank calls, or at least use all the lines that I give you.
Who, me or Matt?
Just kidding. I'm talking to you, Arby.
Oh, okay.
No, but
I'm a
you
genius when I'm sober, she says.
I'm good on beer. I'm not good on other things.
I was having a conversation with a friend a couple days ago about time travel. He really believes that it's going to happen. And I told him that it doesn't matter if it happens or not. The fact of the matter is, if you time travel, you would also need to be able to teleport yourself, because you'd almost always be guaranteed to time travel to a point in history where the Earth wasn't where you were.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd
be in fucking space.
There's a lot of things about that on the Back to the Future message boards. Like, because the Earth's...
Wow.
Okay, besides the seasons and all that, the Earth is spinning, right? So if you time travel... I don't know, 2 hours into the future, you're going to end up in the central time zone instead of the Pacific time zone.
Or you end up in space.
Yeah.
You end up in fucking space.
Well, that's only if you do, like, a different week or a different month. Or if you do, like, a week in the future, you're going to end up, like, a mile up in the air or something.
Or you could just be inside a mountain.
Yeah.
The point is, you're not going to arrive in the same place.
Unless you
Actually,
do
it even farther what than does, that.
The Earth travels at amazing speed. So.
What does time travel have anything to do with location?
Because Roxy, you'd be traveling through time in a specific space in the universe, unless you were traveling.
Well, how do you know it would be in a specific space?
Because that's how time travel works in the movies.
Because you only said you were traveling through time. You didn't say you were traveling through time and space.
Only time. How do you know?
You get it, Roxy.
Time...
Okay, Roxy, listen. You get it, right? Like
it's called math, Roxy.
Roxy, listen. You time travel out of your. You guys don't get it.
There's nothing that is mentioned about location.
No. Listen, Roxy, listen. Okay, listen.
That's Roxy. The entire point.
Roxy,
exactly what
you
just
what
said.
You're saying like, if I'm on point A right now and I go back 20 years, point A is really point B, which happens to be in Antarctica or in the middle of space. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, how do you know your location will even change? What if everything around you changes, not your location?
You'd have to do that. You'd have to work that out beforehand.
It doesn't work that way.
Like Han Solo going into light speed.
It doesn't exist. It could be anything.
He's like, you don't want to fucking fly through a goddamn star. It takes a minute to get to light
speed. Hey, why didn't Primer, like, talk about that? Like, you know, what if they ended up in a different storage unit?
But they didn't, because nobody has done time travel before. So nobody knows.
But it makes sense that it would work like that.
I think the Primer thing actually, like, halfway made sense. Because the way that they said it was that, like, you always were inside that device. And so I guess, like, that actual device was, like, the thing that was, like, holding you in a specific space.
Yes!
It always had to exist in the place. You couldn't actually, like, travel to a point at which the time travel device didn't exist
space. I have to... You guys, listen. I have to repeat Art of Trolling. He says, Roxy believes the world is flatter than HBB. That's the most awesome comment ever.
Oh, I will make a comment.
Sorry, HBB.
Wait. Roxy, wait. I believe that the world is flatter than HBB is, or flatter than what HBB thinks it is.
What? No. They're saying HBB has no tits, and that you believe the world
is... She's adorable.
HBB, they're saying, like, show your tits.
Fuck you guys.
She's adorable. Fuck them.
The question, though, about time travel is, since it's a space-time continuum, couldn't you theoretically...
All right, so anyway, back to the
prank call.
The renting of the storage place. The other thing you should imply, of course, you might have to look into this ahead of time and see where this place is located, but is it to imply that you're renting it so you could, you know, burrow from wherever... rental places to some building nearby, perhaps a jewelry store.
Oh, or man, that would be great.
Bank or something.
I like your
meth idea. For a meth lab.
No, that's a good idea, too. Like, definitely the
meth. I like your line of thought there, Jen.
I'm thinking we actually should all get together and start a meth lab.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I'm down.
And also, besides the meth
buy
lab...
buy that $10,000 house. Let me be a roommate.
We should also get together in the daytime and make prank calls.
Change the fruit ball on Phone Losers. It says, Joseph, where are you at?
Hello?
Oh, hey. Huh? Hey, Red Seavers, what's up?
What's up, man?
What are you doing?
Not much to them about.
How's your night going?
Real good.
Really? Did you get a new phone and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm hitting you up, like you asked on Facebook.
Dog.
Because you got a new phone. Is it okay if I call
just
you dog?
Ask him. Oh.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Roxy. No, it's okay.
I was just going to ask him if he's having trouble sleeping tonight.
Is that what you want to ask me?
It sounds like it is. I don't know.
Are you having trouble sleeping?
Yeah, because it's really hot.
Oh, really? Okay. It's not because like we called one, you in the...
Yeah, we have like one fan, and the one fan is in the living room, so...
You need to get central air.
Who cares?
He's in Michigan. It's hot there.
What?
I was telling everyone else you're in Michigan.
You ever use a pawn shop?
Pardon me?
I asked you, do you ever use a pawn shop?
Pawn shop?
Yeah.
I have before. Why?
What shop you use?
I don't even remember the name of it. It was some bootleg ass shop.
Oh,
yeah, I think you and Tyrone would get along really well.
Oh, yeah, man, we get along good.
Huh? You know where I can get
you, Okay. That was a whack impression. Tyrone.
We love you.
This is the motherfucker that stole your rims.
We want you to hang out with us for the rest of the night.
Hey, man, you got a good voice. You ever think about doing phone sex? Yeah, man, you ever think about doing phone sex?
Why do you think we're calling so late?
Phone sex is the shit. Phone sex is the shit. You get to talk to fly honeys and you make money.
Yeah.
So, you want to join up? I work at sexyvoices.com.
No, I'm good.
Damn, son, come on. You got a big dick. You got a big dick. You can work here. Hell, you don't even need a big dick. Just tell him your cock is like a horse.
What?
You got a horse dick or what? Look, it's really simple. How big is your cock?
It's way bigger than yours.
Damn right. Tyrone got a tiny little dick, but the ladies don't know that. I tell them it's like a thunder stick.
I'm going to go to bed, guys. I love you.
Night, Rox. Good night.
We love you too, mama.
Sleep tight.
So, yeah, man, you want to join my phone sex crew?
No, I'm good, man.
It's bigger than y'all's, motherfucker.
My dick will run you over with its El Camino.
Brad, you missed it.
I'm taking the Brad chest hair.
There's what? No vehicle better than what? An El Camino.
I know, right?
Now all you need is a gold chain and like a medallion, kind of like Carl and.
You know, I've got something. Hold on.
Oh God!
Get some bling in that.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see? Well,
hey, Brad, when you get back, can you say it's Bertana Nadaluski? Hey Brad, can you draw on a little mustache? Can you draw on a little mustache yes. and say really loudly?
I'm going to flip this.
And say really
I think
loudly.
I just went straight.
You got him being Carl.
What?
Brad, put on a little mustache and say really loudly for me. It's pronounced Bertana Nadaluski.
No, thanks. I'm tired of drawing on myself with Sharpies.
It's so fun, though.
If HBB does, I will.
You should tattoo on a mustache.
Yeah, that's an idea. I have some fake mustaches in the other room, but I'm not going to go get them.
I'm back.
Did we lose that guy? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think so. I threatened to have my dick run him over with its El Camino.
Who's laughing? What's that weird noise? That sounds like
my ass is sore all of a sudden, which is really weird because Brad's not even here.
What? I'm not here?
So my ass is really sore, but it's weird because you're not even here right now.
I get it. Oh, hey, Teresa.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing right now?
Nothing.
Speak up. I can barely even hear you. Come on.
I'm nothing. Getting ready for bed.
You weren't asleep already? You sound, like, tired. You just always sound like that? Do you have downs?
Just being pregnant.
That's your excuse? You're pregnant?
Are you having a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Do you want a boy or a girl?
What are you going to name it?
Her.
Her name is Heaven.
Kevin? You're going to name your girl Kevin?
No, Heaven.
Heaven? Like the state?
Heaven, like, you know, Heaven. Heaven.
Oh, like the city in Pennsylvania.
I don't know they have a Heaven, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's where Joseph Princiata Jr. lives.
So you're having a girl. Do you want a boy afterwards?
I don't know.
Do you want me to give it to you?
I don't even know who this is.
It's okay.
You want to be RBCP emanated?
That'll make it more exciting.
No.
I think she's into it.
What kind of drugs do they got you on right now?
anything.
I like how nice everyone is tonight.
I'm not sure if you realize that RB is pretty important. He's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, you would really want him to father your next child.
He fathered two of mine.
He fathered three of mine, but they were all brown.
He raped my mother and killed my daughter.
Her name was JonBenet.
Oh, I have a child, but he insists on naming it so you don't name it something stupid like Heaven.
Yeah, what the fuck? What's the middle name, lady? Teresa, what's the middle name?
Is it Hell?
Her name is Marie.
Heaven Marie? Actually, that's goes good together, but still Heaven's a dumb name. I mean, Heaven's a beautiful name. Good job.
Who is this?
Yeah, you need a good solid name like Esther.
I'm Brad Carter. I'm kind of a big deal. Hey, Heather.
Are you very spiritual?
Heather, I'll have you know I'm on Encyclopedia Dramatica.
he's called lots of lols.
He'll make you lol all over the side of your leg.
Alright, well, I'm going to bed.
Heather, hang out with us tonight. Come on, don't go to bed. Five more minutes.
Heather, how far along are you?
I'm not Heather.
Who are you?
My name is Teresa.
Oh, Teresa, I'm sorry. I don't know where I got Heather. I'm drunk.
Hey, Teresa, how far along are you?
I am 34 weeks.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah. For us that have dropped out of high school, how many months is that?
I am 8 months.
Holy shit.
Why didn't you just say that, you fucking smartass?
How the hell do you get pregnant at 8 months old?
Yeah, actually, how old are you?
14.
Answer us, Heather.
Are you Catholic?
Teresa.
I thought I had this, but I ended up having shit. Sorry, I'm back.
That's nice to know, Matt.
Are we calling her back?
Sure, why not?
I hear that's a lot like giving birth.
Holy shit,
no,
Gordo.
It's just like slime for me.
Gordo.
No, but you think you have to take a shit, but you end up giving birth.
Teresa, hi.
That's where the miracle comes in.
Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
We got disconnected somehow.
I don't know who you guys are and what your problem is, but
we are your biggest fans.
Yeah.
We love you Teresa.
Catholic? We've been following you for a long time.
Are you Catholic?
Could
totally.
You please undress near the window?
You motherfucker, hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah. Teresa, are you Catholic?
No.
Are you Christian?
Just a
whore. That's good. Because if you're
not,
your baby died without being baptized, actually heaven wouldn't go to heaven. That would be kind of a conundrum.
Listen, Teresa, I have an important question for you. Have you ever phoned winners.com? Oh, she's gone.
Oh, it's the hottest site on the internet.
Everyone's going there today. These days.
It gets all
you know, I literally have never been to Phone Winners. I've been to Phone
Winners.
You should
go to it with the Z. That's
I've been to that one. I've been
Does my ass look funny? Because it hurts really bad.
Oh, here we go again.
Thank you for calling the DoubleTree Guest Suite from Conference Center Downers Grove.
Downers Grove? Is that Illinois?
Yeah, it is.
For sales and catering, dial 2.
Rob, move your ass.
Dial 0 for the hotel operator.
Nunu gave us this number. I don't know why. It's a hotel or something?
Killer robots.
Okay, services. Janet, your service.
What did we reach, Jen?
Hi, room 119, please. I'm sorry.
119?
Yeah.
And yep. What's the name on the room?
Hell if we know. Come on, just connect us, you retard.
They said there was a party.
Now hurry the fuck up.
Your job.
There's a tranny convention there.
Who the hell's eating chips?
I think that's it's actually you. Pooping noises.
I think it's Rob. Okay, Gordo, how the fuck did you get on?
It's not me.
I jiggled the wire on the day two.
I'm serious. You always come on, and I didn't approve you.
I don't know. I woke up and I was here.
That's like me in jail. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, great.
What is that noise?
Fight for my shoes.
Gordo, are you hacking somehow? Are you hacking my Skype? Because this isn't the first time you've just showed up on a conference.
I think the stream's Scott.
Oh my god, Matt, seriously?
It's not me. It's Rob this time. It sounds like he's pissing in a fucking cup.
Every time you hear somebody peeing, everybody...
I called it. I'm pissing in a cup.
Everyone assumes it's Matt.
Yeah. What?
HPV, what's written on your... Oh, it says PLA. Awesome.
Are you... That's cool. You gotta write on yourself now.
Oh, okay. Hey,
hello?
Hey, put Jennifer on the phone. Is this Jennifer?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
You sound you sound manly.
Oh, who is this?
My name's Brad.
Okay.
AKA your darkest night.
I heard you got internet at your home. Woohoo.
Say again?
I said I heard you got internet at your home. Woohoo.
Okay, yeah,
we found your info on Facebook, so we thought we'd call you up. We're just internet strangers. There's like 12 of us on the line.
Can I
play?
Hello. Okay.
Hi.
Hello. Do you like El Caminos?
Do you like your vagina sewn shut?
Do you like El Caminos?
You should be aware of the internet.
Dead air. Dead air.
Jennifer?
Dead ant.
Jennifer?
Hey, HBB.
Jennifer.
What?
Duh.
Jennifer.
Going the wrong way.
Okay, you win.
Phonewinners.com.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Now tonight we have love.
Where are you at?
We have love for S instead of just Z.
Joseph, where are you at?
He's not LA.com.
That doesn't make it any more believable that that's not really him. Just hiding.
You know
by
what
way,
sucks?
Matt, they're feeling.
There's really no way to prove that I'm right. People just have to trust me. Like, there's nothing I can really show.
Prove what? To I prove something.
Well, oh. I think the Google voice.
Yeah, you actually could.
No, nothing proves it. What proves it, Sudo?
Well, the Google voice number linked to both, like the utility bill and voicewomen.com.
Yeah, but we could have just made that up. We could have made that up. No, there's no proof to the general public that that's Harry.
Harry Connick Jr.
If somebody could hack into one of his accounts, like say his, his phone account on Google or Skype, and get his contacts, they'd be able to prove that that's him.
Yeah, if we were the type to hack things, but we're not.
What do you guys talk about?
There's somebody out there.
El Gordo, you should be listening to the show.
I should be, but I haven't been.
Yeah, it sucks to be you. You're just going to be in the dark. What the fuck, Nick?
Nick, stop it with the garage door.
Oh, whatever.
I'm going to like ban garages on the show.
I don't think that's a garage door. I think he lives in a storage unit.
He's doing primer stuff.
He's getting ready.
It's a real life primer.
He's going to crawl into his time machine now.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to travel somewhere when he does a rail of that.
Make sure to turn off your cell phone.
Actually, the drug that I do, I have to take such small amounts that I have to, like, dip a persistent driver.
Tell us the drug.
Very potent. MDPV.
What's that mean?
Hello?
Hey, Catherine.
Yes,
what you doing?
You still working that cleavage?
That was Matt.
Still working that cleavage.
My
this
name is
about five of your ex-boyfriends, and we just wanted to, like,
we're the
all get together.
We're the League of Eagle Exes. My name's HBB, and this is my cat.
I'm Brad.
My name's El Gordo.
I'm Rob.
I'm
my name is Poopy Face Magoo.
Hey, Catherine.
My name's Bobo.
Catherine, listen. Are
I'm
you listening?
Laugh track, Matt.
Catherine? Catherine?
This is Armando.
Hey, Catherine.
What? Yeah, it is. You got us.
Yep, we're all
hey,
Armando.
Lady, have you ever heard of phonewinners.com?
It's just Madrana Lanaluski.
Catherine.
She's gone.
Oh, man. I wonder how did we get this connected?
Did you pay your phone bill?
I'll be quiet.
Nah, you can be as loud as you want.
Oh, okay.
Just scream. Just start screaming right now.
You don't like the sleep. That was classy.
You've reached 6478787752. To leave a message, wait for the tone.
What a crappy
if you
number.
Want to leave your number only, yeah, press 1.
What carrier is that?
Pick up the phone, you fucking stupid.
Is HBB shaving a cat?
I'm pretty sure that's like an old school answering machine, too. She can hear you, Matt.
Oh, she's shaving her pussy already.
Pick up.
She's like underage.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like far underage, well, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god, am I the girl on this fucking call?
No, Jen's still here.
No, I'm a girl.
There's Matt.
Jen and Pseudo are here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I'm
a girl.
You're the only girl.
I'm all woman.
Fair enough. I didn't hear him, so I was a little worried.
You'd be hanging up.
But, don't worry. But I like to talk to the girls.
HBB, you'd be going quiet like Carrie. Go shit. Gotta keep quiet. They'll never figure it out.
Harry, where are you at?
Did you see
dog.
Hey, you guys want to see a Let's picture? Of, hey, want to see a picture of Justin Bieber? I just posted it on Skype. Yeah.
I think that's the last thing we want to see.
Oh, I'm always up for a picture.
That's a cute little boy. I'd fuck shit out.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, Stephen McDonald. He's adorable.
Matt would
what a little
fuck
Moppet.
That, Matt would fuck
I'd
that
fuck
kid like he was a fucking practicing Catholic priest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd fuck that kid. And that little Jake Jenkins, too. Is that who we're calling Stephen?
Phonewinners.com.
Brought to you by Phone Winners. Pedophilia. And Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. raped my baby.
Again?
Yeah.
Twice.
Voice mailbox of...
Friendship.
Again?
Hi, Cody. Just testing out your voicemail.
You want a date, Cody? Sweet young thing.
Cody, you want to take a ride in my El Camino?
You want to take a... Fuck that. He's taking a ride in my van.
I'm a registered
unmarked
sex offender, baby.
Wow, this guy's name is Peter Dang.
Do I look like I drive a minivan?
What's that from?
I don't know. It's some Sigourney Weaver line. Some random thing I had later on.
I've heard it somewhere. I think I've seen whatever movie that is.
All right, I'll Google it.
Am I considered a pedophile if I got
yes.
Convicted in America?
You got convicted what?
our girls. Emory wrote in Tiny Chat, pseudo smells like man genitals.
How do you know, damn it?
Your message, we're on to you, pseudo. 7144431664444666. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
You're awesome, Jen.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later.
Hi, Legend.
Oh.
Legend.
Legend.
Legend. Legend, you want to hang
Hi,
out?
Legend.
You want to hang out?
New person.
Legend.
My brother. Oh, by the way, he knows you smell like male genitals because it's a smell he's very familiar with.
Legend, do you
smell? Very, very, very intimately familiar with.
In by fact, the way, often evil has Tyrone in chat?
He often has that smell stuck in his nose. Don't ask how.
What? Somebody's getting all these voicemails with Jen ranting about.
15 seconds remaining.
Oh, shit. Who's that?
Who you are my sunshine.
Your recording has reached right. The maximum.
Aw.
Hello?
Hey, baby. Hi, Colin.
Sorry, your recording time has run out. If you're satisfied with the recording of...
What you doing, Colin?
Not much.
Really? Are we sleeping or anything?
No.
Really?
I'm not.
You sound
party
like
time! Let's go to Colin's.
We're going to come over, Colin.
Yeah, okay.
All 12
Let's
of
party,
us.
Man.
You sound high as shit.
Yeah,
Colin.
You want to bang
some, you have some? Are you holding some good stuff?
We can relate.
No.
We got a pony keg. We're coming over.
Don't lie. We're
looking all off tomorrow.
We're DEA, motherfucker.
I've been watching you.
Hey, Colin.
Every step you take, every step you make.
Colin, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever phonewinners.com?
We don't mind you.
Have I ever what?
Phonewinners.com.
Joseph, don't give them your website.
I've never heard of it.
Phonewinners.com. Does that help?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I am a banana!
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
I am a banana!
What the hell?
I love that short film, if so, anybody knows where that's from.
The rejectance. Awesome.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
You just remind me of that. That's a great movie, Nick.
My anus is bleeding!
Silly hats only.
Legend, what are you doing?
For me?
Yeah.
Hey, humanity.
What are you doing?
Hey, Legend.
I've got
Did
a
you take that in the post office?
The size of Connecticut.
Those look like peel boxes.
What? Can you hear me or not?
We can hear you.
Hi, Legend. What?
Hello.
Hey,
hello?
Your avatar, or what is that called? Profile picture?
Yeah.
Are those peel boxes in the background?
Yes.
Is that like a mailboxes, etc.?
No, it's a true post office.
Oh, wow. I hear you have to pay extra there.
If you want to send out anthrax, you got to do it from the source.
The hen house?
So how do you know you have a bladder infection?
Well,
she tells you your pee tastes funny.
It looks like brewed iced tea, friend.
What's it taste like?
Well, ask her.
It smells like pickled fish pieces and brine.
This is so disgusting.
That's because you live too close to the ocean, man, and all you eat is like raw fish.
That's right.
This guy's out there in his clam digger pants every day. He's just pulling them out the sand.
Yes.
I love it.
How do you keep your computer from getting wet?
You know, I'm taking antibiotics and I'm taking brown pills that make things worse. And I'm.
How do you fit those up your pee hole?
Maybe that's the problem. Perhaps you're supposed to take them orally. I've been jamming it up there.
What are you taking pills for?
With a ramrod.
Like a Mustang. You're like loading a Mustang.
With a number 3 Dixie Ticonderoga pencil.
Sharpened though, right?
Yeah.
If you use the eraser end. He's not a masochist.
That it's little
stick to my stomach.
That little skirt that holds the eraser, man. They need to file those down.
Hey, legend.
Yes.
Have you ever phonewinners.com?
What?
Have you ever phonewinners.com?
Oh yeah.
Okay, just checking.
What the.
You know what, Rob? I own all of his things, actually.
Form on love of God and all that is holy! My goodness is
bleeding!
Oh my gosh.
I have the, I think it's Everything Will Be Okay that came with some, like, Prince of Film that were used in it. Awesome set.
I'm not sure what you just said, but I have the Spike and Mike collection that has that on there.
That's a cool story.
Well, I have all of it. Ultra super cool story, bro.
What?
Huh?
My anus is
My spoon is too big.
Why are the girls wearing shirts?
My spoon is too big.
Tuesday's coming. Did you bring your coat?
Let me show you how to blow.
There are no 7-Elevens in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
Seriously?
See, it is. What?
Circle K has done infiltrated them all.
Let's check Jersey City, New Jersey. I hear that's
nice. Oh, they're always so polite there.
Really?
They're really nice, aren't they, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah. Jersey, they're nice. They're so nice. When you tell them you have car problems and you know what kind of auto stuff they have, they're so polite.
Hi, I.O. Hi, Mr. E. I can't get it to pull up New Jersey.
I keep calling him M-R-E.
Oh.
I don't think he likes it.
Mr. E. I've just known so many Mr. E's, like, throughout the years. There's always somebody with the name Mr. E. Sorry, Mr. E. You're, like, so unoriginal with your name.
Isn't that the name of the guy who, like, wrote the book about picking up chicks or something?
Oh,
I think that's Big E.
Oh, yeah, he had that TV show. Where he wore a lot of flamboyant hats and nail makeup.
Jersey City.
Okay. Bye now.
Jen, you're leaving? Don't leave, Jen. 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 Jen.
Oh, wow.
No.
Yes.
Who said yes?
I thought it was you.
MFR,
that's not very nice.
Was that you that said yes? That
I will run you over with my El Camino.
Quick.
I'll be riding in the back while drinking a pony.
Jen's number went away. We can't call her back.
So how many phone shows are there now?
I've got it.
Well, phone show has been around for 2 years, so 52 times 2 is 104. I mean, it's been like right around 2 years, like slightly over.
No, I mean, like, aren't there multiple shows now on Cacti Radio?
Not phone shows.
Yeah,
phone
but
shows.
They're not the phone show.
But aren't they pretty much the same type of premise?
Well, there's Roxy's show. She's like the phone show, but she's not funny.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Roxy.
And then there's the Craigslist show. That one kicks ass.
That's my favorite.
I have yet to call it, Nick.
The Craigslist show?
Guess what it's about. Guess.
Is it
go
about
ahead. Guess.
I think it's about Nick.
eBay?
I think it's all about eBay-centered transactions.
Sounds cool.
Oh, there it is.
It all takes place in the back room of a bank. In a cubicle that's unoccupied.
Jen's going to go to sleep on cam. That's awesome.
I remember when Roxy used to let me in fucking do stuff.
Jerk off on her face.
Those are good.
Where is Tombstone?
The phone went scared him away.
No, I think he's just like either got the girlfriend or the job or whatever. He's just too busy for us.
Whoa, what kind of ring is that?
It's going to be a fax machine. It's a 7-Eleven.
It's like an old style.
Who the hell has a fax machine?
7-Eleven does.
Seriously.
Hi, I.O.
Oh, it's about time.
Oh, this is the first time.
Hi, Matt.
Okay, call back, I.O., when you're not loud. That was mean.
Ding. Here. Why are you so mean to me?
I'm sorry. Like, you should mute, though, because it's so loud there.
How is it loud?
Background noise. Do you have a TV on?
No.
Hostels are noisy
places.
There's a
guy talking in the background.
Tell him to shut the fuck
up. It's
your
pimp.
Put him on the phone.
Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Get his number.
A what?
Get that guy's number.
He's in real life. Fuck
up. Hey, can you tell your pimp to shut up?
That's not nice.
Yeah, it's better, but we don't want to listen to background noise.
Yeah, she's an independent contractor, right?
Yeah, okay, so call back when that's over.
Oh, slap.
Test, test, check, help you. Hello? Yes?
It's a 7-Eleven, you guys.
Yes, yeah, this sound loud?
Hi, oh, yeah, this is Roy from the CDC. We had a little problem. Have you had any complaints this evening about anyone getting sick from drinking any of your Gatorade?
I don't know exactly about that because I think the morning, they may have complained in the morning and I don't know.
What's your name, buddy? Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Gaurang.
Cobra?
G-A-U-R-N-G.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to call you Cobra. Hey, Cobra, listen, the Gatorade is contaminated. Go into the refrigerator and tell me how many red Gatorades you have in the fridge.
Okay.
Take the phone with you.
Make it stretch. Just stretch the cord.
You might need to give me your cell phone number. Yeah, I've got my supervisor and one of the other subordinates on the line here. We're all going to make sure to talk to you and confuse the shit out of you.
Oh, Io's leaving because she's mad at me.
Listen, Cobra.
Small one or the big one? 32-ounce one.
Look, just count all the Gatorades you have. Just get all the Gatorades you have in the fridge. Count them all and bring them over and read some stuff on the labels to me.
Hey, Roy, it's got to be it's just the red ones, Roy.
Okay, yeah, just get the red ones.
So I should take out all the red ones?
Yeah, take all the red ones out. You got to bring them to the counter. I need you to read some information to me.
Okay.
Get him to, like, repeat something that's called
you want me all of them?
Yeah, get all the red ones in the fridge. It's not difficult.
The small and the big ones, right?
Yeah, small, big, don't matter. Yeah.
Red.
Okay.
Maybe you might need to mix them with the blue ones.
You should, like, open the lids and pour them out.
Yeah, he's gonna have to.
Paul and Johnny's body statistics. The Yates table.
I need you to get a bucket. It's important. I don't want you to make a mess on the floor.
The sink away.
Well, no, I need to be able to hear him do it.
Jen's ignoring my message. Don't ignore me, Jen. I'm going to draw a Sharpie dot on my eyeball.
Don't do that.
Will that hurt? Let's find out.
Yeah.
You should make it permanent.
Don't do that, bro.
Wait, I'm going to give myself blue eyes.
Where can I see this on video?
Tiny.
Hello? Yes. Hello?
TinyJet.com/phone.
You got all the red?
Yeah.
Go get a bucket. Do you have a bucket? Do you have like a mop bucket? Nice dirty mop bucket?
Yeah.
Go get the mop bucket and bring it over. I need you to pour all the red Gatorade into the mop bucket. There might be something in the Gatorade and we need you to sift through it.
Okay.
There's metal contaminants.
Yeah, there's all kinds of dirty phone winners contaminants.
And plutonium.
Metal.
Don't tell him there's plutonium. He'll want to use it.
Indians are not Arabs. Get your racism.
One towel's as good as the next.
Dark.
Yo, buddy, did you get the mop bucket? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm pouring it into a bucket.
Good job. Pour it all into the bucket.
Is this really happening, or am I imagining it?
Did you say any metal? We had metal springs in the factory. Do you see any?
May I know who you are?
Metal springs, and they're pointy.
Quiet, Matt.
They could kill someone.
Quiet, Matt.
This is Harry from the CD, from the corporate 7-Eleven CDC.
Excuse me. May I know who you are? I don't want any kind of joke over here. Any kind of kidding over here.
No problem. This is Harry Pristipana from the 7-Eleven CDC head office, made up place.
LOL department.
Can you tell me your name again?
Yeah, Harry.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, sure. It's Harry. Harry.
Harry. Harry.
Yeah, Harry.
Mm-hmm. What's your last name?
Yeah, just put down Roy. R-O-Y. Harry Roy.
Are you from the CDC?
No, I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate CDC made-up department. You need to write out the whole name of the department. 7-Eleven CDC made-up Department of People and Labor.
Okay.
James.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Did you get all that? That's the 7-Eleven CDC made up Department of People and Labor. Did you get all that, Cobra?
Yeah.
Good job. Now, how you doing on that Gatorade? Did you get all the springs out?
I'm just pouring it one by one.
Good job. Keep doing that. You pour it one by one, and you look for springs.
Sir, if you have a magnet, do you have a magnet around that you can actually put in the bucket that would attract the springs because they are magnetic?
Oh, come on. That's not believable, Legend. He'll never buy that.
No, that's good. I've got my technical advisor, Legend, here. He's a legend within our department, and he knows exactly how to sift this out. He wants you to go to your section where you keep refrigerator magnets, and I want you to throw all the refrigerator magnets you have into the bucket of red Gatorade. Can you do that, Cobra? We got to find these springs. And if possible, take a picture with your phone and post it on Tumblr. That'd be actually really helpful.
Brought to you by funwinners.com.
I wonder if he has a cell phone and he could take pictures and send it to us of the
that would be
in a bucket. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. My
Cobra, do you have a cell phone? I think you're breaking up. I'm losing you. Cobra, pick up the phone. This is important.
Maybe he's just messing with us. He's not really pouring it in there.
I hear liquid.
I need to verify the contents. I need you to take a photo for me. Hurry up.
What's he dumping in there? I wasn't paying attention.
Haterade.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did it.
Hey, Cobra, do you have a cell phone? I'm having the phone that you're using there is breaking up, and I need to verify that the contents were dumped in there, and I need to be able to see them to see if I can see any of the springs. Do you have a cell phone? Cobra, this is the part where you talk.
Hello.
Yeah, do you have a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, I need your cell phone number because this channel's breaking up and
I don't have it now. It's so I don't have the battery.
You don't have the battery. good job, man. Way to go. I'm gonna have to report that to your supervisor that you didn't have an emergency phone on hand. That wasn't very good.
I have a cell phone.
Okay. Do you need to charge it? Is there a charger there somewhere in the store? Go ahead and just rip one of those chargers right open and charge up your phone.
That's an Indian one. It's an Indian version, so it's not. I don't have the.
Oh great! Yeah, because we're not in Glockhakistan, so unfortunately it's not going to work. That's terrific. Good job. Is there anything that you know how to do correctly?
You can come in here. That would be a great. Thing
or we're in the corporate office in Chicago. Listen, can you continue pouring the Gatorade into more buckets? Like, we need all of the Gatorade poured into buckets. Just the red Gatorade.
If it would come in here, then it would be very easy for me. On the cell phone, I have customers coming on.
Fuck the customers.
Yeah, fuck them. This is more important. This is like a matter of national security.
This is a national 7-Eleven security Twinkie breach. Do you know what a Twinkie breach is? You don't want a Twinkie breach on your hands.
It's like a regular breach, but with Twinkies.
Okay? You don't want a 7-Eleven Twinkie breach on your hands. The only way to stop a Twinkie breach, and we call it that, is because we actually use Twinkies to stop the breach. How many packets of Twinkies do you have there at the store right now?
Gatorade?
Twinkies. You know Twinkies, the yellow cakes with the cream inside? How many Twinkies do you have? How many Twinkies do you have?
What do you want me to do? Now you're saying that for Gatorade, now you're saying pee-pee?
No, not pee-pee. I said, God damn it, I said Twinkies. I need you to go get some Twinkies. You know what Twinkies are?
Blimpy?
Twinkies.
Yeah, Twinkie, right.
Do you know what a Twinkie is?
It's a hostess cake.
Yeah, exactly. Go get some hostess cakes. We need to use them to help get the springs out because the springs are radioactive. So go get some Twinkies. Go get some Twinkies. And I need you to bring over like 5 packs. I need you to throw them in the Gatorade.
So Devin, they in the Gatorade?
Yeah, put the Twinkies in the Gatorade.
It's like a witch's brew.
It's called Super Yummy. You should be making this right now, Twinkie Brew.
The Twinkies are absorbent. They're porous. They will soak up the metal.
And then we'll need you to break out your windows and set off the halon systems.
Look, it's really important you put as many Twinkies in there as you can, because first of all, you shouldn't be doing this, and second of all, you shouldn't be doing this. So make sure you do it a lot.
Can you tell us what the weather is like, sir?
Are people taking screenshots of HBB sleeping again? She always falls asleep on cam. And Jen, too. Jen, give us a thumbs up if you haven't fallen asleep yet.
Oh, she's asleep.
Sir, Cobra. Hey, Cobra.
Cobra.
Listen, buddy. You get those Twinkies in there or what? You got the Twinkies
in there? Yeah, I got the Twinkies.
All right. Do you have a plunger? Do you have
plunger?
A toilet? Yeah, toilet plunger.
Yes.
I need you to mix the Twinkies in. You need to really grind the Twinkies in order to get up the hazardous materials.
I don't understand why you want me to do.
So you need to take the plunger and you need to crush the Twinkies into the Gatorade mix, because we're gonna pour once the Twinkies are mushed in there, we're gonna pour the Gatorade back into the bottle.
How many containers of Gatorade did you pour out, sir?
Yo, Cobra, how many Gatorade bottles did you pour into the dirty mop bucket?
I think 15, 20 of them. 15 or 20.
Holy shit, man! That's crazy.
Good job, good job, good job, Cobra.
You're doing good. And keeping this nation safe.
How many Hostess Twinkies did you put into the dirty mop bucket filled with red Gatorade?
Five.
Pseudo mute.
Five? Okay. Do you have any other Hostess cakes? I've been advised that they'll also work well. Maybe some Little Debbies or some Ring Dings or some Ho Hos. You can throw them all in there.
Yep, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.
Oh, I don't have the plunger.
You don't have a? Do you have one? Do you sell toilet brush scrubs?
Sorry.
Do you sell those? Does your location have those toilet brushes that you scrub the toilet with?
Toilet brushes.
Yeah, go get. Like, do you have a toilet brush? Like in the bathroom? Do you have a toilet brush? Go get a toilet brush. It'll work fine. By the way, you should not be doing this, Cobra. So stop.
Sorry, I can't help you. I've got someone waiting. It would be great if you come.
Let me speak to the customer, sir. Hand the phone to the customer.
It's the police.
We've got to make him aware.
Wait, no, this is perfect. It's the police.
I don't understand why you want me to do it.
Hand me the phone. Hand the phone to the customer, sir. Hand the phone to the policeman.
Is it a police officer?
Is it a police officer?
Hand the phone to the officer.
Put the police officer on the phone. It's important. Oh, shit. This is bad.
What? Sound allowance? You want to talk? What? I don't know. Is there some problem with the gateway?
I don't talk on the store phone.
I don't talk on the store phone.
I don't know what
you listen? Can you listen what he said?
Explain to them that we have a dot matrix printer.
If he does not talk on the store phone, I've authorized you not to serve him. He has to talk on the phone. Give the phone back to the officer, sir.
What is with this guy?
By the way, as I said, it's really important you don't do any of this.
Yes.
Don't listen to us, sir. We're pranksters.
It's important that you use common sense and don't do anything we told you.
Shh, he's talking. We should let him serve some customers so the store is empty and we can get him to do more.
I feel like this guy would stick his hand up his ass and think it's going for us.
Sir, we need you to break the windows on all the cooler doors.
Listen to him.
I don't want to mute. I want my kitten to be meowing in the background.
Okay. You win.
Can you hear him?
Hello.
Yo, what's up?
How many customers do you have there currently, sir?
I think the only two customers, but I have work little left, and when the morning, when the manager comes, he sees that work is not done.
Oh, it's okay. It's you can skip some of the work because you're working for us, so it's okay. We just need you to pour out the rest of the Gatorade. Like all of the Gatorade from the cooler, all of it has to be poured out into the various containers.
You fucking dick neck.
Is his name really Cobra?
I don't know. That's what I thought it was. So now we call him Cobra.
Oh,
that's
okay.
His name now.
Cobra, are you there?
Yes.
10-4, roger that, Cobra.
Cobra Commander.
I'm searching for the brush. Toilet brush.
What are you searching for?
Toilet brush.
Oh.
Common sense?
That's a good idea. It's right next to the common sense on the shelf.
We've got to have him spell his name so we can check back in a week and see if he's still there.
we're going to want you to repackage that Gatorade after you're done.
Ask him how many extra chromosomes he has.
We're dicks.
They have Windows scrapers.
Oh yeah, window scrapers will work just fine. You can mix that shit together.
Is that like a euphemism?
A mop broom would work also.
But just don't touch it.
He's speaking terrorist.
Hello.
Turka.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mac.
Yeah.
Cobra, may I have Sir, how do you spell your first name?
Gaurang.
Your first name, how is it spelled?
Gaurang.
Spell your first name, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm spelling it. Gaurang.
Use American letters.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A-E-C-D.
Yeah, spell it out, please.
G-A-U-R-A-N-G.
G-A-U-R-N-G.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so far, what have you done? Tell me what you've done.
I poured the Gatorade in a bucket and crushed the Twinkies.
Okay, excellent. All right, now we need to have something to agitate the two. A mop handle would work. Toilet brush would be perfect. Anything to agitate them together. You have got to mix them up real good.
You can use a window scraper.
Anything except your hand.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You shouldn't be, by the way. Everything you're doing is stupid.
Yeah, but you've got to do it.
Because you're stupid.
Yes.
I went on the phone. Yeah?
Okay, describe to me what the bucket looks like right now, sir.
Nothing, it's red and the Twinkies in the between.
Okay, are the Twinkies floating or are they sinking in the Gatorade spring solution?
They're floating on the top.
They're floating on the top? Okay, you're going to have to mix those up a little bit better.
Excuse me? What do you think?
You're going to have to mix the solution up a little bit better. And perhaps you need a little bit of oil on top of it. Do you have any cooking oil? Do you have anything that's made of ammonia?
No. Yeah, because you definitely don't want to put that in there.
Mm-hmm. Don't go too far, you guys. Don't no killing people. That's the rule of the after show.
No, yeah, you want to make sure to avoid ammonia.
Hello. No ammonia. That'd be very hazardous.
We're not so fucking decks, sir.
Those products out of there.
So they're closing the store?
Do you have explosives?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You better close the doors. You better lock them, too. No more customers for tonight.
Kick everybody out, and you need to tell them because you're retarded.
Okay.
You should call your manager, and you'll be reimbursed on the next shipment.
Double reimbursement.
I think we need to get his contact information so we can go ahead and approve that purchase order.
Is there a way to call that you can come over here?
No, we're in the head office in Disneyland.
So, any other guy over here in New Jersey?
Yeah, your manager. You should call your manager and have him come and take the phone.
Excuse me, sir. On your contact list, do you have the telephone number for your manager?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Just a minute.
Yeah, hurry up, fuck up.
732?
Hold on for a second. I can't get to a pen.
No, I got it. 999.
Nine, nine.
Now give it to us now.
732.
306.
999.
Uh huh.
3850.
3827. 732-306-3850.
Yeah, I got it. 3816,
correct? 3850.
Oh, 3827. Sorry, I'm telling it again.
And what is your manager's name?
Manglais.
Man meat?
Man.
Can you spell that, please, ma'am?
His name's Man Meat.
Is his name Gupta?
I'm telling the number again. 732-306-3850.
Oh, 3833. I see.
Why 3833?
His name's Gupta.
3833. 732.
Yes, 732.
306.
306.
3850.
That's what we said. Take the shit out of your ears. Stop stuffing your face with
food. What's the manager's name again?
3819.
Sorry, I'm putting down the phone. I think you're kidding with me.
Yes, what is your manager's name?
I think this is very serious.
You are a genius.
I'm putting down the phone. I don't want to listen. I'm telling my manager's name. It's Manglis, and his cell phone number is 732-306-3850. 732-306-3850.
3806-3899.
Son of a bitch.
Thank you.
We love you, sir.
Double S.
Did you actually get his cell phone number?
Yeah, I wrote it down. It's 3811, right?
No, did you really write it down?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
That's it.
It's on camera right now.
We should call him.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
I want to call him up and tell him his employee was saying crazy shit to me.
Man,
he tried to buy some Gatorade and he poured it all out in front of you.
we should totally say we were at the store.
You reached for the Twinkies and you just started throwing them in the bucket.
Hey, legend, P. Felon just said this is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Oh, we need to call his manager. I just want to tell him that I went into the store and the guy went crazy and started throwing Gatorade in a bucket.
Yeah, I tried to buy a Gatorade, and he's like, fuck you and your Gatorade, and started pouring it in a bucket.
Don't say something about jihad on Twinkies.
He kept trying to put police on the phone, and said, fuck the Twinkies. Alright, it's all you, Rob.
Okay.
Oh.
Crust.
We're going to get back traced.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Call back.
I'll call.
Great every day.
Hey, can we wake up Jen? Do you think if we keep yelling her name, she'll wake up?
Jen!
Jen!
Jen, wake up! Emergency.
Jen! House is on fire.
Ted Grainer wants us to call 7-Eleven in Michigan.
don't wake up, I'm going to rape you.
Surprise! Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Damn.
If he doesn't answer, call back the 7-Eleven.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Happy boy. Boy. I'm happy boy. Happy boy.
What the fuck, Kate? Pseudo.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Sorry, my cat's eating my microphone.
Is it going my way?
So that's a 7-Eleven by Harry's house. Do you think he'll go over there and, like, see what's going on? Can we call the bridge?
Harry, do some recon for us, you lazy fuck.
Why wouldn't you let? Why wouldn't you allow me to tell him to put, like,
ammonia? Can't that, like,
some acid
set the store on fire, sir? And don't do that, because it's a dumb idea.
Why not? I just wanted to have some toilet bowl cleaner and some bleach in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Then we hear his last breath. It's like,
oh man,
fucking goddamn.
Hey, Brad,
Samantha,
will you Skype me, Harry's mom?
On the
oh yeah, sure.
Later. I'm gonna call her on my spoof card, see if I can wake her up a little.
Yeah.
Say hello.
He's probably, like, got controls in his room, you know, to, like, shut off the ringer and shit. I posted it in this room, pseudo.
Okay. Yeah, you guys won't be able to.
Samantha says this is worse than Breathalyzer Girl. I don't think I even remember that.
Yeah, the ventilator, she means.
The what?
The ventilator. The ventilator.
Oh, yeah. That was awful.
Yeah, she thought that was real cute. And she had to go cook some vegetarian food right away.
You actually have to cook vegetarian food? Sounds like overkill.
No, she just needed. She had us do the dirt.
I'd like to tie her up into a chair and force feed her hamburgers.
Oh, she'll take the right meat.
What?
She'll take the right meat. She'll blow for a couple minutes.
I don't think 7-Eleven guy's going to answer.
Damn it. Riddle me this. Why is watching a sleeping girl so, like, it's sedating.
Awesome.
There's so much potential.
Yeah.
Oh, where the hell did HBB go? She left. Did she come? Did she chat?
She's still on here.
I'm right here. Skype.
Oh, holy shit. You were asleep, weren't you?
No.
Yeah, right.
I'm just quiet.
You were asleep. What are you talking about?
I'm not.
You guys, she was asleep, no. Right?
She's a sweetheart.
No, I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything. I don't know. She's like completely motionless for an entire hour.
That guy on Tiny Chat is just kind of like vibrating in space. What's going on? Okay.
Who, Ted Grainer?
Yeah.
He's on his way to the International Space Station. I think that was only funny to me and you, Legend. Somehow.
Yeah, I know. I noticed what was going on earlier.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to call up Ted Granger, 7-Eleven in Michigan.
I think he prefers cool. Theodore.
248.
I wanted him to have a yellow cloud foot score.
Jen, thumbs up.
The number you have reached, 248.
Ted Granger, you fucking failure.
Wait for nothing, Ted.
Wait, I may have dialed wrong. I'm going to look again. 167. No, I'm right. Ted's wrong. He gave me a New Jersey number, though.
I'm being paged. Stand by, y'all. I'll be right back.
All right.
I'm going to go to bed.
I'm going to go to bed, too. I got to get up for work in like 4 hours.
HBB, you can only go to bed if you admit that you were sleeping for at least 20 minutes.
I probably fucking was. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. Don't get angry.
Thanks for sharing.
Good night, you guys.
Good night, Pseudo.
Good night.
Good night, HBB.
Fun.
Night, baby.
What were you saying, Matt?
I said thanks for cheering me up the other day.
Yeah, we all think you're awesome. Don't be angry. Just, like, go to sleep and...
Let's all go poop.
And you weren't sleeping at all. You were wide awake, looking straight at the camera.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's like, whatever, fuck you.
To an automatic voice message system.
We love you, HBB.
Ted Greener, both of your numbers failed. We hate you. I'm going to ban you from the room now forever.
HBB, we love you.
Love you too, guys. Night.
Good night,
HBB.
Hugs.
Oh.
Hugs and
she cursed at me. What the fuck?
Sorry.
Oh, you're still there. Okay, we'll wait to talk about you.
How am I going to make it up to you, Brad?
No, it's okay. It's all right. Just don't continue listening to the stream after you hang up, because we're going to be talking shit about you.
That makes me feel better.
We're going to take turns saying mean things.
I'm not going to say a mean thing about a fucking teenage girl. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Anyway.
I'm all about it.
I miss you already.
Am I the only girl?
Pseudo just left.
In right the now. Whole world.
Damn. Yeah.
You're the apple of my pedophile eye.
What? Transformers ruled. It was the best movie I'd ever seen.
Don't lie. I know it sucked.
No. It didn't.
The animated one kicks ass.
I'm going to watch two still.
Hey, is it true that they're robots in disguise?
HBB, can you let us know?
They are.
Yes or no?
More than meets the eye.
Yeah.
HBB, are they more than meets the eye? Or are they, you know, just kind of like the same?
What?
Are they more than meets the eye? That was Rob's question. Or
they're kind of the same.
So they're not more than meets the eye. They're exaggerating?
So they're giant robots that could just smash us if they wanted to.
Do you think the
so
people
they
that,
have no reason to hide.
The people that wrote the theme song, do you think they were like trying to mislead us, or do you think it's just because it rhymed?
They were trying to troll us.
Like when they fucked up all the Ninja Turtles just because it rhymed? Remember that? Do you remember that back in the 80s, HBB?
Yes, I totally remember that.
I do.
The 80s?
Yeah.
Dude, she was floating around in two different people in the 80s.
I'm not going to bed now. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Dick.
Oh, wait. HBB. If...
Now he's looking out of windows.
No, I was going to say, HBB, listen. If you weren't sleeping for 20 or 30 minutes, what did we get a 7-Eleven guy to do?
I don't know.
Oh,
missed it. You really missed it.
You forgot just because it was like not a memorable thing that just happened?
It was awesome, kid.
Oh, let's recap for HBB. You guys do it.
I'll listen to it next week.
No. We've got a recap right now because you're going to be amazed.
Okay, so Rag calls 7-Eleven and it's dead silence, so I say hi, and I say I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate CDC office of made-up department of labor and people.
To make a long story short.
And to make the long
story
short.
He has a guy pour all kinds of Gatorade into a mop bucket and then mush Twinkies into it.
You missed out, HBB.
As we told him not to do it. That was the best part. We kept telling him not to do it, and then we're like, "Now throw some Twinkies in there, but don't do it." And he just kept doing
it. It was so great.
Was But his name was like Gupta.
I can't believe Herbert I missed Commander. That.
I'll put it up online very quickly, like tomorrow.
I
or
can
something.
Believe it. Pooping takes a lot of concentration.
Hmm. His name is now terminated. But his manager's not answering, which is odd.
Yeah, well, he's probably sleeping. Should we try again?
You should chain call him until either the phone, if somebody picks it up, or the battery goes kaput.
Let's get the manager to, like, mix up some chemicals that'll kill him, like we were doing with that other guy.
He was on the verge of doing it. He was on the verge of like, breathing in chlorine gas.
He would have done anything.
Oh, yeah, he would. I wouldn't have done that. I would have said...
When you start mixing...
That's so fucking hilarious, but I had to run away because you guys, like, put me into pain to the point of where I had to go poop.
That would have been funny if we put you in the hospital.
And the cops don't like to talk on the phone.
Yeah, what was that about?
Oh, that was the best. He's like, you talk to these people.
I don't talk on store phones, sir. Yeah. He made up a new law right then.
Yeah, they do that when we call Denny, sir. IHOP.
So this is the manager, but he's not going to answer.
The more you call
us. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7-3-2-3-0.
Oh, blah, 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 blah.
0 is not...
Sorry.
Yeah, excuse me.
I didn't work out too good.
Listen.
Oh, did they make a new post, Rob? Or is this an old post?
No, this is my post.
Oh, that phone winners. Did you just make it tonight? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, actually, there's two of them. There's one for Roxy and there's one for...
I'm going to suck them.
It's a dangerous page.
Oh, I see. I see what you did.
I gave you a little repost.
Awesome.
Who's this Ted Grainer guy?
He's my new best friend.
He looks like Moby with hair.
I still had their original Roxy post. I had a cache and I modified it a little bit and added it to phone when it was back.
I wish we had that one post they deleted where some guy called him out on something.
I so wish that I, like, lived near them guys.
Why? I'm kind of glad
so
I don't.
I could just, like, fuck.
I'm glad I don't live near them.
I would seriously go and put a baggie of pee on his doorstep.
It's bad enough that I'm, like, an hour from Tron's house.
Oh, are you now? Have you ever done anything to him?
No,
he means sexually.
Well, I think you might have done something, Ron, because he doesn't fuck with you anymore.
No, I didn't do anything to Tron.
No, I'm talking to Brad.
Yeah, I thought Tron died.
He's speaking for me.
That video with him and Captain Crunch is hilarious.
Tron and Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It was on the phone winners with the S.
Oh, the fake one. I thought you meant like
the animated one. Yeah, that's just...
I thought you meant a real one.
No. Has anyone seen Tron in real life?
I haven't, no. Not
I've
yet.
I've seen his picture.
He's going to be here one of these days.
Except when you knocked on his door and said, quit fucking with me.
That's crazy talk. He's good.
What?
Roxy's calling. What the fuck?
Oh, she's going so bad.
Roxy?
Isn't it like 2 in the morning there?
Yeah. Now I'm not tired. I can't sleep.
Roxy.
Cold
I'm still here.
Roxy, Jen's sleeping on camera.
Aww.
Actually, Jen and HBV were asleep at the same time.
Aw, that's so cute.
Wow,
I just tuned back in, and I just wanted to thank Rob for his post about me, because they actually took some good pictures.
Oh, Rob
I've got the full lingerie to nude set.
I've never been compared to Betty Boop before, ever.
I've always secretly thought it, but I just never could say it.
Aww. That's cool.
I've got the full set.
Aww, I see Jen. She's sleeping like a little baby.
What's that noise? Is that your dryer?
Oh my god, you can hear that?
I thought that was Nick, because he's the one with all the garage sounds all the time.
Oh my god. My dryer.
It sounds like there's some jeans in there.
Oh, it's housewife work.
Wow, there's...
The buttons are hitting the inside of the dryer.
I'm going to mute. Hold on.
Thank God.
Roxy, I actually fixed some of their terrible grammatic errors in the post, so you can look at it.
Did the dryer noises go away?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There were some terrible grammatic errors in their post. I just fixed besides screwing with it.
I see. That's cool.
I see.
The Roxy next pregnancy. Yeah, I'm always pregnant.
Is what's his name? Rappy hooking you up, or?
And now it says while we await Roxy's next pregnancy.
Oh, Rappy and I. Oh, Rappy and I are no longer an item.
That's been over for years now.
I miss so much.
Me and Rappy now.
Is he getting you pregnant?
No, we're just gonna get married. He can try to knock
me. I think he's going to try.
RBCP, is that a different geocaching hat?
No, it's the same one. I only have one.
Oh, okay.
Why? Does it look different?
Yeah, it looks like a different color. I thought you had a tan one.
What are you drinking, kid?
Did you find it in the cache?
Yeah, I stole it.
All right, bye, guys.
Don't
I
leave
love
yet.
You.
5 more minutes, Roxy. Hold on.
Wait.
5 more minutes?
I'm trying to call a dryer. Something.
If you call something, I'll prank call it and then I'll leave.
Okay, hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Is my dryer noise annoying you? I can close my bedroom.
It's fine. We've been listening to Nick Walter's Bug Light all night, so we're used to it.
I'll go close my door. Hold on.
No, it's okay. She's gonna miss out on this prank call.
There's a dryer door.
I can still hear it. I can still hear
it. No, it's okay.
You guys probably can't. This is a 214 number.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's your ex-lover.
It's 7-Eleven.
Which one?
7-Eleven, may I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had any cactus there.
What?
Do you have any cactus? Cactus juice? Do you speak the English?
Yeah, I speak full English.
The English?
What you need?
I need cactus juice.
Anshad.
Let me check in. Hold on. What kind of juice?
Cactus.
Let me check in. Hold on.
Yeah, I'll check.
Hurry the fuck up.
Hold on. Wow, he's actually checking.
Hello?
Really?
Yeah, we need you to stop selling all the cactus juice in the store. I'm with corporate.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
No more cactus juice, okay?
Yeah, okay. No more. No, we don't have.
Hey, Roxy.
Yeah.
Phone.
No,
winner.
You have that Arizona with the cactus, the guava. Arizona iced tea. The cactuses are tainted.
Arizona
iced tea.
All the cactus.
Yeah, that's Arizona tea. No, that's not juice.
It has the juice of the cactus. And they're all tainted.
Yeah, we have imported Arizona tea for you.
Sir, we came into your store. We came into your store earlier, and we took all the cactus juice out of the Arizona teas.
Yeah, we had Arizona tea. Sorry about that.
I used the bathroom and it was fucking disgusting. Poop.
You should probably throw away all the Arizona iced teas.
Because I'm masturbating in the parking lot right now.
I shit over by the chips.
Oh,
Sir, you're not very funny. You don't get angry.
I do not even know. I just hang out.
We're going to have to call the other one now, Roxy.
So who's this guy that looks like Wolverine?
Do something a lot better. That's Rob, dude. Do you Gordo, not know
how
who
do you
Rob
not know
is?
Rob? Rob's been around forever. Upwards of
where have you been?
4 months now.
I think we should just insult this guy.
Actually, I think I actually did run into him.
I appreciate that, man. Nobody's calling me Wolverine today, and this is probably the first day that I haven't been called that in a while. So.
Actually, I called you that earlier. I said I love your Wolverine look.
Well, it's past midnight, so it's tomorrow.
Since it's Wednesday, then that counts. And some guy at my parents' house the other day was like, "Hey, man, your haircut looks like that vampire hunter." He's like, you know,
and
that guy,
like Blade.
I was like,
yeah, Blade.
He's like, you know, he was in that movie where he had the claws. I'm like, are you thinking of Hugh Jackman who was in Van Helsing, who also played Wolverine in X-Men? He's like, yeah, that's
Van Helsing is an absolute terrible.
I'm so tired.
Oh, just 5 more minutes, Roxy. I'm gonna call Shut another up. One. It's gonna be in Fort Worth this time, and they're gonna answer.
Yeah, take some drugs, you pussy.
My kids are going to wake me up in 6 hours.
That's hilarious.
He's going to go to sleep at least.
Brad, I'm going to wake you up when my kids wake up. I'm going to call you and wake you up when my kids wake up. I'll text you like 50 times.
Hey, let's call Roxy in 3 hours.
Is that the sleeping bag on top of your bed?
What?
RTH.
What?
Is that a sleeping bag on top of your bed?
No, it's my sofa, just a blanket.
Oh.
There are lots of blankets around here. I have cats.
Is that a dead body in a bag on your couch?
7-Eleven.
Oh, hi. Hey. Hey, I was wondering, Fag Muncher, if you guys had any cigarettes. Do you have Camel cigarettes?
Yeah.
Fanny Pusher?
Yeah.
Are you a butt licker, sir? Do you like to lick ass?
Do what? Are you a twit?
Do you like to lick assholes?
Does your vagina smell like tuna fish?
Only
does
if you want it to.
Does your pussy look like roast beef, baby?
Only if you want
when
it to.
When he sticks
baby.
It in, does he tell you it feels like a cotton candy machine?
Ooh, that's a new
going
one.
Going around town, does it make...
Wait,
when
wait,
he,
let's
when he sticks
let's
it in
ask
you, does
him.
It, does he say, it feels like I'm sticking my dick in a gallon of water?
Wait, let's ask him. Let's ask him. Good honey, does it sound like that?
That sound Tyrone. Like what?
No, it feels like scabs and goddamn swords. I wish it felt like cotton candy.
Feels like broccoli, baby.
Maybe if it felt like water, it'd be more refreshing.
The discharge is like water.
Well, that's your urine.
Man, he was good. He was good. He was on top of his game.
Let's call him back.
Man, those were some weird analogies.
He was just a dick.
That was good.
Yeah. It was,
7-Eleven.
Hi,
hey,
sexy.
Hey, buddy, what's up? Do you have any cock in the fridge?
I'm sorry, pencil dick.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, do you have any cock in the fridge?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the eggs. The roosters lay the eggs.
Do you have
guys
any,
got eggs?
Do you have any juicy cock available for purchase?
Cocktus?
I'd like to purchase some big fat salami.
We gotta come up with something a little more creative.
Than just screaming cock in the fridge.
Yeah. Okay, we should ask them if there's anyone hanging out around the payphone or around the front of the store. And then accuse.
Are there actually any payphones left
anyway?
At 7-Eleven, there are.
I didn't even finish my idea, but we should ask if anyone's hanging around the front of the store and then, like, accuse that person of something. Say, like, oh, they're about to, you know, come in and.
Use your bathroom.
Do a beer run.
Poop in your
lock the door.
In your mouth.
I really need to shit homeless. I'm about to do it in your trash.
Oh, yeah. We should do the homeless thing again.
7-Eleven, I'm going to help you.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I can come in and sleep in your store and poop in your trash cans.
Next week.
Huh?
Next week.
Next week? Why not now? Because I'm homeless.
Well, I can't do it this week, but next week will be fine.
No, because usually I poop in a bag and I just put it outside your store just recently in the trash can, and I'm feeling kind of bad about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you should be sorry. You're the one that has to smell my poop every time you walk by the trash can.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You're welcome, poop fag.
She poops in the trash can, too.
That was so
obviously.
Cute.
You're very welcome for the poop smell.
I totally did not build that one up at all. I just like diarrhea everywhere.
You don't even. I don't think you try anyone. I think you just like to just suck. I don't even care if it's funny.
I'm gonna mute. Somebody else talk.
Oh no,
please.
Roxy, this one's yours.
No, it's not.
This one's all you, Roxy. We're all gonna be quiet.
They're all no. you.
You guys need to start. Thing something now.
Hello.
Yeah, I need to know. This is Roy from the 7-Eleven corporate office. We've had some reports of loitering.
What's that?
We've had some reports of loitering causing problems for the customers. I'm investigating the problem.
Loitering?
It means having people standing around the front of the 7-Eleven.
Sorry, man. It's the wrong number, I guess you're calling.
No. Are you... This is the 7-Eleven, right? Wow, that was terrible.
He meant to call the 7-12.
Did anybody pay Io any attention on the thing?
Damn it.
What'd she say?
She was saying, oh, I've been chosen to do something. It's in the chat.
Huh?
I think she's been drinking or something. Skype chat.
Oh yeah, she was drunkish when she called earlier.
Yeah, we told her to call back when she wasn't drunk, and apparently
I never saw
that. Oh,
so I wonder how slob the Gunner's Knob is.
And that guy must have been that guy at 7-Eleven. That guy at 7-Eleven must have been listening to Cacti Radio.
I think he was.
Oh, what are you drinking besides semen?
I was eating trail mix and drinking water. Not a drunk.
That's a delicious combination.
Do you have water?
Salty nuts, drinking water.
Do you have a full 3 inches, Roxy?
I have two right now because I started.
She's got an awesome clit.
You can have some beef jerky with these hot buttery nuts.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Do you have some beef jerky and hot buttery nuts?
She doesn't want any. She doesn't want yours, Nick.
I think she misunderstood. We should call back.
Epic
you know
fail.
Who
Nick's, yeah. Come on. Don't
Nick
you know
sounds
Rappy
like
Rapperson?
Nuts and a banana.
Nick, you sound what? Exactly like Tom Baudet from the Motel 6 commercials.
I have no clue who the fuck
hey, leave the light on for us.
Yeah.
I'll leave
we'll stay in the sheets and leave the light on for you.
My cold sore hurt. My herpes hurts when I yawn.
My herpes hurts.
Herpes.
I want to tell someone that in herpes the next dirt. Land... The next landlord call, that's what we're doing. We're going to be like, but my herpes hurts right now. You can't come over.
I need to find the bubble young Altrex commercial.
My AIDS is airborne today.
Herp and dirt.
The phone show brought to you by Valtrax and Carl's Jr.
And phonewinners.com.
And
she
Costco.
Blows, dude. She needs an apartment or
ow.
Oh,
can I go to bed yet?
This
no.
last one here
no.
is for you.
Go to bed. Jeez, if you're tired, don't.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
What up, Spook?
Hello?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, what
hey.
Up, Spook?
Hey, do you have any.
Royal.
Do I have any what?
Motor oil. Jesus Christ. Fucking spooks are all the same. We're out here. The car's leaking like a sieve.
Huh?
Hello? Motor oil, sir. Do you have any?
Yeah,
do I have a what?
Motor oil. Motor
yeah,
oil.
We have motor
do you
oil.
Have any?
Yeah, we have it.
What kind do you have?
Pennzoil.
What's the viscosity of that Pennzoil?
Huh?
The viscosity, is it high or low?
One sec.
We're looking for some 1W-70.
I got a 5W-30, 10W-40.
Okay, I need a particular type. Could you grab the 5W-40 or 5W-30 and read me the back of the bottle? Read the back of the bottle for me.
Does that have anything to do with Jerry Curl juice?
With Jerry Curl juice? Did you say Jerry Curl juice?
Yeah, I did, spook.
No, he said killing Jews.
Prune juice.
He said killing Jews, retard. What are you, a fucking idiot or something? Hello? Buckface, talk. He's masturbating in the corner to killing Jews right now.
That's a Illuminati. That's an Illuminati calling us up. Man, I knew that shit was right.
Everybody knows the Jews hated 5W-40.
Samantha's getting excited over Jew killing.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Let's tell this guy that someone's killing Jews in the front. Someone's killing Jews.
Ask them if they know that somebody's spray painting a swastika on the side of the building.
I have Jews over for barbecues all the time. To make the best kindling.
Finger sandwiches. Oh.
Oh.
I think I've talked to that guy before.
Hey guys, we should say we're on a conference call because we are. And we all just went there and there were Jews being killed out in the front. So we went home and all got on the phone.
That's what we should do.
Oh yeah, report murders. That's great.
Or we're part of the Jews Against Discrimination report. Yeah. Hey man, we were all just at your store, me and my friends, and we saw a bunch of Jews being killed in the front, so we got scared and came home.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can you do something about that?
Hold on please.
Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up. Go find the Jews.
Just say there are the nose.
Yeah. Look for the noses, and many of them have glasses. And they're in the entertainment industry.
And bags of gold.
They sell furniture and jewelry.
Does he have a money bag with him?
Kind of like Scrooge McDuck with a big nose, but human.
Dollar sign on the bag.
Clearly marked.
Hello?
Ma'am, if you have any money, please hide it right now. The Jews are coming.
Huh? What'd you say? Hello?
The Jews are coming. Hide the money.
You want us to hide the money?
They're coming right over the hill. Put the money in the safe.
Who's coming?
A band of Jews. Jewish zombies.
The zombie Jews are coming over the hill. Put the
money
in the
safe. We were just there, and we saw all the Jews in the front being killed.
And
what are you playing in
reborn?
The background?
This is the Shell station, right?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Do you understand English, ma'am?
Could you turn that shitty music off? It's brutal.
May I ask who's talking?
Yes.
This is you.
Can you stop fucking Telemundo?
This is Scrooge McDuck. Listen for
a second.
I don't understand this because I can hear two voices at the same time.
Okay,
I don't understand.
Ma'am.
The voices in your head talk to you?
This is you from the future. Put the money away. Hide the money. Trust me. The Jews are coming.
And don't
ask,
get them.
Ask Brad.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, damn it.
Can we call her back? Because I have a feeling she would do anything we told her to do.
Okay.
If she understood it.
I want to try the loitering call with that one.
Oh, okay.
But everybody shut up so she can hear and maybe I can get her shut. First, I gotta get her to shut that shitty music off.
Silent.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Things are about to get...
7-Eleven, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Roy. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and we're calling this evening because of some problems we received calls about.
Somebody's been calling and telling us to hide the money because somebody's coming over the hill or something like that.
Okay, first, I'm having difficulty hearing you. Do you have music playing?
Yes.
Can you turn the music off? This is the corporate office, and it's very important that I can understand and hear you.
Okay, hold on.
Breathe the fuck up.
Hey, don't fuck me. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, by the way, was that music, was that the radio, or was that a CD?
It's a satellite. If you work for the corporation, how do you know what music we're playing?
I could hear the music in the background. It was too loud to be able to understand you.
There's no music here.
No, but I could hear it. That's why I told you to turn it down.
Is this
anyway,
a joke or what?
No, it's not a joke. It's important that you listen to what I have to tell you because we have important things to tell you. So, you know, you should definitely not listen to me when I tell you everything that I'm about to tell you. Okay, first of all, how many people have called you in the last hour?
Just one.
Just one? And what specifically were they asking for?
I don't understand. I didn't understand because there were like two people talking at the same time. So I didn't take it serious. So what's going on?
Yeah, it appears that we've had some people around there that are trying to cause mischief. Do you have anybody standing out front of the 7-Eleven right now? Is there anybody standing outside?
No.
No? Is there anybody in the store?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people in the store.
How many people are in the store right now?
I don't know. Some people's in the restroom.
Okay, is there someone near the counter?
No.
Because I need to check with the customers to make sure that we're not having any problems. So, do you see a customer nearby?
Yes.
Is it a man or a woman?
A man.
A man, yes. We've had a report of a man. Is it a white male or a black male?
It's a white male, but he's a regular customer.
Okay, good. That's perfect. Put the regular customer on the phone so he can identify who hasn't been there today.
Hold on.
We need his help with the investigation. Hurry up.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
It's customer.
Yeah. What is your name? Sorry, this is Roy with the corporate office. We have a problem there, and I'm having difficulty speaking with the attendant because she seems to be a language barrier, and I'm asking you to help out in this difficult situation.
This is Scott.
Scott.
I'm a pretty regular customer. I stop on my way down to Chicago quite a bit.
All right, great, Scott. Do you see anyone in the store that you don't recognize?
Not at the moment right now. There isn't anybody, no. Just
so
the two night girls at work.
And nobody else in the store but you?
Not at the moment, no.
Have you noticed anybody hanging around the store, looking menacing and terrifying?
No, I'm usually here for like 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, and then usually I leave. But no, not at the parking lot is empty right now. It's just me that's inside the store now with the two girls, the night girls at work.
And now, are they usually pretty good? Do they help you out?
Oh God, immediately.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to put them in for a commendation. Okay, I've got some
What's
more information
your phone number,
here.
Scott?
I got some more information here, but I'm going to have my manager, Lee, take over. Lee, go ahead, take over.
All right, Scott. What's your telephone number so we can contact you with a survey?
Okay. You want my phone number?
Yes, sir.
Area code 715.
715?
207.
Uh-huh. 9685. Okay. Is that your cell phone or is that your home phone?
Yeah, my business phone, yep.
It's a cell phone?
Yep.
Okay, what carrier do you know?
I'm sorry, what?
What cell phone provider?
For it would be Element One.
Element One. All right, very good. Okay, I need for you to go check the bathroom right quick. I need a quick spot check for cleanliness. See if there's any stains, smells, any trash on the floor.
Oh, in the restroom?
Yes, sir.
I was just in the washroom.
Okay, did you see any stains? Did anybody miss the bowl, you know?
It always looks good when I go in there. It's mopped out almost every time I come in there.
No peculiar smells
I've never
or anything.
Out of soap or hand towels, never been messy or bad.
Right. The quality of the toilet paper, was it too soft or too hard or too abrasive or did you notice?
I usually just water the porcelain, guy. I'm usually in too big of a hurry.
Oh, I see. Okay, so. The girls are good and they're nice and they're quick and convenient and they do their job well.
Oh yeah, I've never had a problem ever.
Okay, now they're not wearing any kind of perfume and it's not overbearing, right? We've had complaints. All right. I'm going to hand the phone back to my my partner here, Doug.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, Lee, have any other customers come into the store?
No, there's right now is a delivery for, I think, bakery or something. Sometimes this place is packed, and then sometimes I'll come here and there won't be that many people here because of this time in the morning. But then I've already come in here and the lot's been just full. It depends on the day of the week, I would assume, and what's all entailed with the morning's activities, you know.
Yeah, I do know, don't you know. Lee, can you go... Oh, no, I guess he's not on the line. Anyway, now, can you... You said there are two girls working there right now. I spoke to the one girl who was the manager. Do you see the other girl? Yeah, can you ask her to come over to the phone for me? I need her to go ahead...
You want to talk to the other girl, then?
Yeah, I need to talk to the other girl so I can give her the information about how to close out for the evening.
Okay, man.
Great.
Hold on a second, guy.
Make sure you get her.
Yeah, all right.
Michael, hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Roy with the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just got information from the customer. He said that you guys were doing a great job, so first of all, I want to congratulate you. Uh-huh. Second of all, I want to ask, have you had any requests this evening for any salty nuts?
No, I don't.
Now, do you enjoy salty nuts?
All right, thank you.
No, you can't hang up the phone because this is the corporate office. And you hang up, then I'll have to send a reprimand. You'll get fired. So it's important that you let me know whether or not anyone's ordered any salty nuts or whether or not you like salty nuts.
You'll get a demerit.
Do you? Hello? You don't want to get fired, right? You don't want to lose your job.
No, I don't. Hold on.
Yeah. So why don't
Hello?
You? Yeah.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, hi. I was trying to ask the other attendant there if she knew anything, but she's having trouble speaking English. Some of the customers have complained that they can't talk to her because she doesn't know how to speak English.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big problem. Could you maybe teach her some words for me?
Okay.
I need you to have her repeat these words after you, I'm going to say them to you, and you have her say these words, okay?
Okay.
All right, tell her to come over here and tell her to repeat everything that we say.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now you need to say, have a nice day.
Hello?
Yes. Uh-huh. Now my associates and I are going to teach you some words to tell her to say.
I can't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
You got to take the curry out of your ears, baby. Tell her to say, have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Tell her to say that.
H-A-V-E-N-I-C-E-D-A-Y.
I don't need you to spell it. I need you to tell the other girl to say, have a nice day.
No, I tell the customers all every time they come. When I'm finished the transaction, yeah. I say, have a nice day.
No, not you, darling. I need you to tell the other girl that works there to say, have a nice day. And I need to hear her say it, so I've got proof that she understands. You get the concept? You get it?
I have to tell her, have a nice day?
Yeah, tell her to say, have a nice day.
Have a nice day, Angie.
No.
Okay,
okay, I can now. Angie needs to say, have a nice day to you.
You tell me, have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Okay, very good. All right, now one of my other associates has something for you to say. We need you to say, go away, PLA.
Go away, PLA?
Yes. Say it again, loudly and clearly.
Go away, PLA.
Very good. Now have your subordinate say it.
Bye. Hello?
Have your subordinate say, go away, PLA.
Go away, PLA.
Very good. Very good. Say it again, clearly and loudly.
Go away, PLA.
Very good. Very good. All right. Now you need to say cactus.
Say what?
Say cactus.
I'm sorry, say again.
You need to say cactus.
Cat what?
Cactus.
Cactus. Cocktail?
Okay, one of the problems is some of the customers try to order some food and some drink there, but when they ask you to say it, you don't seem to know what it's called. It's a cactus. You know the green plant with the spikes? Say cactus. Say cactus. Say cactus. Hurry the fuck up. Say cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus.
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 Ketchup?
No, not ketchup. Cactus.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay. Say cack.
Cack.
Cack. Now say tuss.
Cack.
Now say tuss.
Tuck?
No, say tuss. Cactus.
Cocktail?
Okay. Okay, can you say my name? My name is Roy. Say Roy.
Roy.
Okay, now say my last name. It's Gerbil.
Gerb?
Say Roy Gerbil. Say Roy Gerbil.
Roy Gerbil.
Yeah, say Roy Gerbil.
Roy Gerbil. Roy Gerbil.
Yeah, Roy Gerbil. Say, I love Roy Gerbil.
I love Roy Gerbil.
Very good. Now say,
very good.
Say buttermilk tampon pancakes.
Excuse me?
Say buttermilk tampon pancakes.
Pancake.
No, say buttermilk.
Buttermilk?
No, buttermilk.
Butter milk?
Butter milk.
God bless you.
Say butter milk.
Butter milk.
Say butter milk pancakes.
Butter milk pancakes.
Okay, try this one. We so. Say we so. Say so. Say sofa. Say sofa. I need you to say sofa. Okay. So. Say we sofa.
What?
Say we sofa.
We sofa?
Yeah. Now I need you to say
king. The phone show.
Say king. Say king. The word king, like a king of a castle. Say king.
King.
Now say we so king. We sofa king. Say we sofa king. I need you to say we sofa king.
Huh?
I need you to say we sofa king.
We what?
Say we sofa king. Say we, then say sofa, then say king. Say we sofa king. Put the other girl on the phone. I need someone who can say we sofa king.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to help her with the words. I need you to say we.
Say we. Is this a joke or what? We're going to hang up because before we give you any information, we got to talk to our manager, okay?
Well, this is the corporate office, so I supersede your manager. We're trying to give you training here on the spot because we've got so many customer complaints. So I need you to say we sofa king.
How do we know if it's true?
Because I'm a voice on the phone from the corporate office, and I told you. That's all the verification you need.
Can you tell me your name?
Yeah, my name's Roy.
Hold on, please.
Yeah, I don't want to hold on. Say we sofa king.
Okay, what's your last name?
Gerbil. Roy Gerbil.
Okay, what's your phone number?
What's my phone number?
Yes.
Do you want the head corporate office or do you want my personal line and extension?
Wink,
your personal
wink.
Line extension from where you're calling right now?
You're maybe a little hot.
You want my personal extension or do you need the whole number? Okay, my number is 972-828-0711. My extension is 711.
Okay, you have a nice day.
No, that's my number. I need to call it.
That was insane.
That was good stuff.
There's all kinds of soundboard type material. Those go away PLAs are awesome.
Yeah, I wrote down the time for those, so hopefully I can remember. I gotta lift those out of there.
You can make a whole song now, Arby. Hi! Oh, I wanted her to sing the Bed Intruder song, though.
Hi! Drunk Canadian, 2 o'clock.
Is that a...
Do I still have background noise?
No, you sound fine now.
Okay. So Samantha, Gunner, did you tap it?
No, he did not tap that.
Do yet. I still have a button?
Oh, did you
she tap said that? He was fatter than she thought.
Aww. did she really?
Yeah. No.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Gunner.
He's so cautious about that, just so you know. Propelled him into bohemia.
Is he as cute in person as he is on Facebook with his little kitties?
I guess.
The hesitation means no.
He's no Matt Hillock.
No, certainly not. He's not a very good drinking buddy.
Arby, your eyes are glowing red.
No, they're not. That's crazy talk.
Hey, Brad, is that the stream on I Like Pie? I mean, the Cacti Radio?
Oh, my hair smells so good, it's almost like I washed it.
Yeah, that's Sam, too.
No, I mean, is that on the stream? Is that what you're doing on the stream?
I think so.
So you don't even know your own show. You're like, I'm so high and drunk, I don't know.
Wait a minute. This isn't the kitchen.
Okay, it's the Echo Hour. Turn on the Echo.
I wonder if the phone wieners are still on their bridge talking.
Let's find out. Call them up.
Okay.
What kind of room are you in?
Oh, and I actually... never mind.
Hey, you people on the couch.
We're at Noise Bridge.
What's that?
Noise Hall.
That's a hacker space.
Wait, that guy sounds a lot like Gunner. This is tripping me out.
What the hell are people always saying that for?
Yeah, Gordo and Gunner sound a lot alike, but they're not. But you know what? I didn't notice until I heard like a recording of the phone show. Like on Skype, I can't tell the difference. On recording, you guys sound similar.
What's with your ceiling?
Whose ceiling?
That's
it's
what
very
I was wondering.
Well illuminated and lots of exposed pipes.
Pipes.
That's Frankler.
No, where are you guys again?
Lol Bridge.
What is that?
Bridge Lols.
Bridge Lol Book Face.
Pipes are clean.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha will tell you everything you need to know.
NotLA.com.
Brad, Gunner says he's going
to
teach him how to drive.
Jr.
Shut up, I'm talking. Gunner says he's going to teach
Jr.
me how... I will kill you. Gunner says he's going to teach me how to drive, and that I get to drive half the way there if we go.
That'll be awesome.
You don't know how to drive?
I'm not very good
the
at
bald
it.
Bald guy.
They don't do that in Canada. Don't you guys just ride, like, reindeer?
Yeah, everything's dog sleds or fucking polar bears.
What?
That guy. What the hell is that? Who's the black and white picture?
Brad, do you have your kids this week?
Not
black
today.
And white picture.
Brad.
It's an open book that I'm scrolling
through. Brad. Statement.
Brad.
Yes. Hi.
Do you have your kids this week?
Part of the week.
Which part?
I don't even know right now.
Why are you worried about
on
that, Samantha?
Because for our road trip.
Oh.
Our impending, not agreed upon in any way other than slightly hypothetical. Hi.
Megan.
Hello.
It's Megan.
Megan. You old trashy broad. How the fuck are you?
And that's what have been like 3 weeks since I fucked you.
Megan, come to this party.
Hello?
Come to this
trying
party.
Trying to run a train. Come over.
Megan, were you sleeping?
No, I don't.
Are you? Megan, you obviously don't sleep.
Who is this?
You
got cocaine.
Like
you bought a run of a train.
I can hear about 12 phone conversations right now.
Yeah, because we're
right now.
We're all connected.
We got 3 8 balls and want you to come
hold on, hold on.
There's 10 of us, 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 10 of us.
Hello?
Call us Black.
Man, say go away, PLA, and we'll leave you alone.
Can we talk to Grant Bradshaw?
Say go away, PLA.
I didn't mean to.
say go away, PLA, please.
What?
Please.
Please say go away, PLA.
You gotta be crapping my balls.
Go away, PLA.
She said it, guys.
Yay.
We're not gonna leave you alone, though.
You
won
the prize.
Some
shit.
Said so it. Can we still run the train on you? We got 3 8 balls.
I have three balls. One of my testicles hasn't descended yet.
I have four.
I have eight.
I have three.
I believe it.
Combo breaker.
My nipples.
When aren't they? Good night, guys.
For the love of God and all that is
glorious.
Don't hurt strong turn off for the win.
Is Gunner Russian?
Huh?
Maybe.
You look like a young Bob Saget.
Oh my god.
I can totally see it.
That's before he got fat.
You wrote Pam Can.
Is Bob Saget fat now?
No, you.
Hey, remember that guy you talked to in line and he gave you his cell phone? Do you want to call him up?
When you're in Scott?
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Who's ever listening?
You mean Scott at the 7-Eleven?
Oh, yeah, the manager's number?
No, no, not the manager. The, customer that was the old man customer.
Oh, yeah. You want to call the customer?
Oh, right? His name's Scott.
Oh, okay. I'm calling him up right now.
Oh, yeah.
5 more minutes.
And what are you going to do?
Hey, I have one of the girls do it and like act like you're one of the girls in the store.
Indian girls. We overcharged you because of all the craziness.
Tell them it's like $100 credit card.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, hello, sir. Hello, this is the manager here at the 7-Eleven. You were just at our store.
Yeah.
There
I
seems
just wanted to let you know that you're sexy. Can you come back?
Jesus.
What's that?
I wanted to know. Could you come back? Shut up, Rob. Shut up. Get off my game. Get off my cock. Sir, right, could you please come back to 7-Eleven?
Can I come back to the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, and throw me some bone.
I'm heading down to Chicago for delivery. I'm going to be in a bind right now to just make my delivery.
Can you come back?
She wants to jump you.
I'm trying to see that again. There's a little bit of echo on WhatsApp.
Can you come back after
my delivery?
Yeah, and then make another deposit.
Later on, I would be. Hopefully, I'll be reloading and coming back up that way. Yeah, okay. Normally, it doesn't right. always.
Can you bring an 8-ball?
Can I bring a what? A ping pong?
Yeah, I want to show you a trick.
Okay. It'd be later on today before I can show up.
All right, just come and do that. And do you have any meth?
I'm heading down to Chicago right now.
Do you have any meth?
Yeah, I won't be. It'll probably be later on today before I can be able to come back up.
Okay. How are you going to keep me awake without any meth? Everyone here is going to be.
I'll be coming back
just locate me in the 7-Eleven this morning, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. It'll probably be usually about the same time. Usually, I come down.
All right. What time is that?
Usually it's around 2:30, 2:45. Usually I get there.
Do you have any condoms? And they need to be sheepskin because I'm allergic to latex.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work. Are you hot and ready to roll?
I think you can get me there. If I remember
I
what you look like. Oh, nice. Don't forget the ping pong.
Blonde hair, about 6'2". I'm heading down here by Marengo. Can you come down to Marengo?
No, I kind of don't have a car, and I don't have a bicycle. I kind of just live at 7-Eleven. Is that cool?
Yeah, damn it. There's no way that I could turn around and make it back up.
I think you should try.
What's that?
I think you should try. Just fuck your package delivery. I need your package delivered to me, if you get what I'm saying.
I'm grabbing a semi, not a car.
You're grabbing a semi, but when you come here, you'll be fully.
If I come there, you're gonna be ready to take care of business.
Yeah, the first one's on the house. Shut up, I'm in the middle of a conversation.
Well, are you going to be there tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I live here, so I'll be here all the time.
All right, somewhere between right around 2:30.
In the morning?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't forget the ping pong and the mess.
We don't need to worry about ping pong. We'll take care of the rest of that.
You got the mess covered?
I'll have everything we need.
And the sheepskin condoms.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Sounds good. Yep, bye.
Oh my god, that is the biggest piece of shit I have ever heard
what
of.
A disgusting.
Somebody who's willing to bang a homeless chick with a sheepskin condom and provide meth. That's got to be the biggest piece of shit ever.
Typical
He's
truck
a
driver.
Trucker.
There.
He's a trucker. That's a real trucker. He's on his way down to Chicago. I should have hooked up with them and have a beer.
That's HIV waiting to happen.
And the worst part is,
twice.
I'm in a public spot and these people are going like behind me. The first what is free.
That was great. I'm glad you told me to shut up.
I should have hooked up with that dude and have a beer with him.
Yeah, he seems like your type of people.
Who's behind you, Io?
I don't know. Just
give them the microphone.
That are like, oh, there's like 10 other people here.
Sheepskin.
Your mic is
so bad.
Sorry.
What?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Me?
Yeah, you.
She's
oh, fat. Nothing. She's Gunner made fun of me.
She's fat and one of those fat guys. She likes curling.
Show me how to blow.
Take your glasses off. Take them off now.
Right now. No, that's not your glasses. What's that? That's
is
a book.
Daylight outside.
Wow. What's this?
Okay.
This has been a pretty awesome after show.
Yeah.
It's a pretty awesome show in general.
Oh, Samantha.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Hey. You get to boner too, Bradley.
Oh my god.
Oh, she's going to be so diseased by then.
Don't use a sheepskin condom.
Wait until you finally get a hold of it, Rob.
Oh,
guys.
Thanks for that image.
It's like a gaping maw. It's going to look like a hatchet covered in swords.
I'll bear back you anytime.
What?
I'll bear back you with Matt's dick.
That's scary. Gordo, you're leaving Gordo. What's this?
Are you saying that you'd have a three-way?
No, I'm saying I would take Matt's dick off and insert it on.
He would just hold it. He would grip it tightly for me because I'm a drunk.
Hi, friends. My new phone number. Oh, okay.
Oh, he didn't answer. Sorry, I shouldn't have posted that.
Don't mess with the Mohan.
All right, I think it's bedtime.
Really?
Night.
The hell you say?
Bye.
Bye.
HBB is still awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
She's about as cute as they come.
And they come a lot when Matt's around.
Over and over.
This keeps on going and going and going and going.
I'm not a bunny.
You're not a bunny?
I'm not the Energizer. You are.
You're the honey bunny.
Fish lip girls, what the f-
what?
I'm just reading what. What the?
All right, cocksucker.
Yeah, what the fuck is? What the fuck are fish
later,
lips?
Rob.
No wait, hold
I
on.
Didn't say it.
Hi, Rob.
Hold on, Rob.
I'm just reading it.
Just five more minutes, Rob.
Hey, that's cool.
Wait, what? Why am I holding?
Why
on?
Are you laughing?
I don't know.
Why is it funny? Stop laughing.
Hello?
Felicia.
Who is this?
Is your name.
Ah, what's up, Felicia? You crazy ass old freak. Ha ha, you still getting down?
Yo, it is a rainbow.
I don't got time.
You know,
I don't
orange,
got time.
Yellow.
Nobody playing on my phone.
J423 in the house.
You were supposed to call her and tell her you got some cats.
Time for another beer.
How many beers have you had?
I don't know. I
she better get
lot.
Off that brick structure. I don't think it can support her.
Where are you going?
Why are there like motorbikes strapped by someone?
That's me.
It's because he's an Alton.
Down to kill Alton. Buy that house in front of your room.
Please be
cannot. Can you ask Peter to leave a message?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey girl, I'm sitting here with my brand new El Camino, trying to see if you want to go for a ride, you know, so why don't you just get back and we can go for a ride in my sweet El Camino.
I want an El Camino. Nick, go buy that house from your room. How fun would that be?
Hello.
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 What's up there, Dick? How you doing?
God. Who's that?
You so good. This is your old buddy Matt. How you doing?
God.
Yeah, you still getting all crazy on the weekend? Because we got a little, me and the boys got a camping trip planned. Wondering if you're down. Huh? Are you in or out?
I'm trying to figure out who you are.
Jesus, is that old ball and chain still keeping you on that leash? Hey, sweetheart. We don't know if he wants to come. We got a girl lined up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was unmuted.
Yeah.
It's okay. Samantha.
We got a girl. Her name's Samantha. You still get a little on the side? Uh-huh.
Hello?
I'm talking to you, coon shit. You don't get no tail on the side?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Jesus Christ, do you want to go camping or not?
Samantha, I said get back in the box. Get back in the box.
Yeah, put that bitch back in the box.
But I thought it was my walk time.
No, she's wrecking the call. Do you want to come party with us this weekend?
Put your tits on the glass.
Do you want to come party this weekend? Yes or no?
I'm working.
From what to what? All weekend?
Yeah.
You're working. Uh-huh. You're working for 48 hours straight.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, so you don't sleep?
Hardly ever. On
Jesus
weekend.
Christ, that meth got you all fucking geeked out.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. Jesus. What happened to you, man? We should be cool.
I remember that one time whenever we all got together and we took that one chick from the bus stop, right? We like tied her up and put her in the back of the trunk, you know? And then we went back to the swamp.
She didn't shit straight for a week.
No.
He's hung up. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Sorry for ruining your call.
You didn't ruin anything.
No, actually, I kind of like used you for a second there.
So. Yeah.
Used?
Yeah. I'm used to that.
So I never seen the answer. What's your project for the SC contest?
Oh, are we streaming right now?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we're streaming, so well, do not say.
Then I'm not going to drop it.
Okay.
But it might be a telco that starts with a V.
Oh my God.
I'm telling everyone.
Who are we calling?
Justin.
Samantha's got her Verizon project.
This is Justin Kane.
Drink the pain.
Nick, are you going to DEF CON? Or Legend, or whoever asked?
I don't go anywhere.
You have
Nick,
reached
are you
the
going?
Voicemail box.
Call the Gatorade 7-Eleven back.
Nick, are you going?
Oh, I don't know their number anymore.
Damn it.
Nick, are you going?
I was muted. What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you going to DEF CON?
I don't know. I'd like to, but it's a very big possibility that I won't.
Come up to Chicago and take the bus with me. Or the plane. There's the bus. It takes 2 days.
Just have somebody like,
I'm not sure if I can afford.
I'm not here right now, but you can just leave me a message. Thanks.
Bye. I'm not sure if I can afford it, though.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
You can press 1 for more options.
Hi, Corey.
Chris Elbit.
Jason Heckathorn.
Joe Pantaglotti.
Did you like it? Did you like the phone winners get fucked today?
Oh, I loved it. Gunner was streaming it off his phone, but he wouldn't let us call because he said it would ruin it.
Nah, it wouldn't have ruined it.
But it was really good. No, we were lolling. We were rafflin' too, actually.
He's probably laying awake tonight. Crying.
Oh, shit. That was some serious shit.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that there was, like, no harassment afterwards, really. Like, kind of showed. Like, yeah. It hit the mark.
I don't know. What do you guys think? I had this like kind of like idea for like a short film, and it would be where like I recorded myself hitchhiking to get to DEF CON, and then trying to
that'd be
like,
awesome.
My way into DEF CON. Yeah,
that would be cute, actually, if you do it well.
Stop by Chicago, get me. We're less likely to get raped. Two of us.
The hardest part would be going through the desert. That would be the hardest bit.
That would
be
fun.
Like really difficult. But
no, because people would take pity on you. They're like, "Fuck, this guy's gonna die. I'll give him a lift."
But yeah, I was thinking about like maybe going to DEF CON and doing that.
Let's hop a freight, dude. That'd be better.
Can you still do that?
I'll do it. Yeah.
You can still do that and still get
please
the shit beat
out of you. Please leave your message for
253. We're two able-bodied men.
Charlie.
I'm betting on how many people will fucking like check on the train at a certain time. You know. You can end up dead on the side of the tracks.
Yeah.
How are you going to die?
Yeah, you can also die checking.
Slow, painful death.
That's not what I meant when I said how.
I'd be down to do either of them. And we could have like emergency money.
You guys would have like a bunch of research chemicals and be totally fucked up, and you would go end up in fucking New York City.
Yeah. Hey, where's DEF CON?
At the Hotel Pennsylvania. Wondering where DEF CON is.
Oh. Michelle.
Yeah.
You take over. Yeah. You take over Samantha now.
Michelle, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Just give me 2 seconds here. I got something on my foot. Okay. Yeah. I'm calling from Schic. You fanned us on Facebook, so I wanted to send you a bunch of free razors.
Okay.
Can I get your address?
My email?
No, your physical address.
51.
You're 51?
Mm-hmm. No, that's my box.
I'm going to need a little bit more information than that if you want these razors.
The what?
I'm going to need more information than that if you want these razors.
Stupid.
Mailbox 51. That doesn't mean anything. P.O. Box 51, station what?
Oh, Cottonwood.
What?
Sasquatch, how many razors do you go through? Enough to what? Love like a razor. You fucking goddamn hairy ape. Goddamn.
I bet you butt lambskin condom, you fucking slut.
Jesus Christ. 51. I live in Area 51 and I'm a Sasquatch. So I need a lot of razors all the time.
How did they release you into the public?
She's a shaved ape.
Shaved Yeti.
That's
sorry about that, ma'am. Michelle.
So, ma'am, what? Yeah, what's your mailbox address?
51.
Tell us get what's up.
All right, and there's going to be some shipping and handling charges, so we're just going to need your credit card number too.
51.
Yeah, is that 51 as well? Oh, what an idiot!
51. I'm in a goddamn.
All
right, I'll be right there.
She's probably in the fucking nut house. She's in like room 51.
We just tapped into the straight line.
I was asking for a station code. Like, this is north of the border.
Yeah, the station code got to fucked everybody up.
Well, then where are P.O. boxes here?
It's zip code.
We don't have numbers or letters. Excuse me, we don't have letters and zip codes here.
Oh. Jessica.
Hello?
Put Jessica on the phone, stupid.
Oh, she's sleeping.
Oh, come on. Wake her up. Hurry up.
This is important.
Hurry.
This is about work.
I'm not going to wake her up.
Hurry the fuck up and wake her up.
You want her fired?
This is an absolute emergency, ma'am. Please.
Right. Put her on the phone.
This is
right
M&M.
She hung up. What a bitch.
I'm taking it the girl probably doesn't have a job.
Brad, how can you stay out?
What?
Huh?
You and Matt have been drinking all night. How the hell can you stay up?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be...
Oh, we've been doing it for a long time.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Kid.
I haven't had coke in quite a while. I'd like
to... Take no shit to an editor. Bitch. The fuck is she
talking about? Oh, Samantha, I had a good time with those apple blunts, dude.
With what?
Those half of blunts the dude left.
Oh, yeah. They weren't half. That was, like, fucking...
Well, they're still, like, if you put them both together, they're a fucking joint.
Yeah, you're lucky. I haven't smoked weed since, like, I got here, man. Well, actually, no, I did. I had some the first time.
Hunter's no fun.
What?
Get him to be fun. Get him to be fun.
Gunner is wandering. I don't even know what he's doing right now. He doesn't talk to me.
He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He has a car, though, so he's good. You can use him for that.
He's going to listen to this podcast in a week and cry.
There's no way he's going to listen to this whole fucking 4 hours. No one's going to listen to this lot, except for maybe...
Who's going to edit all of this 4 hours?
I'm not editing anything.
It's going to be a fuck job to edit. Hey, Legend.
You need to turn.
Hey, it's Nani. Leave me a message. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, I got this 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight. Fucking El Camino, baby. You want to take a ride,
Legend.
El Camino? And I got a
typewriter. Legend, see, this is going to be a fuck job to edit.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
That's why you give it to us.
It's not that funny, maker, man. Aren't you going to wake your mom up with that uproarious laughing?
I'm on the roof.
He's on the roof.
It's a sick roof, though. You don't even know.
Yeah, I've got a sick room. You don't even know.
I can't say nothing to that.
The hell was that noise? All right.
Gunner's talking to a girl.
I think Nick's...
Gunner's gonna get some.
Hi. She like hid my coffee so no one else would drink it.
Aw, isn't that nice?
I know. I didn't even ask her. I was like...
You don't need to drink coffee. Drink some liquor.
Matt says grow a pear and drink some liquor.
Well, I don't want to grow a pair of tumors.
That wasn't really funny.
Yeah, take
he
that.
He says he doesn't want to grow a pair of tumors.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. He heard.
No men have tumors.
Men Gunner's here with his faggy little French press that he uses for his special little hippie coffee.
Yeah.
And real men, when they get tumors, they just dig it out with a fucking
spoon. A buck knife.
A rusty spoon.
They burrow it out with the spoiler on their El Camino.
You got it, motherfucker.
Let me put some sandpaper on the El Camino tire. All right, hit the gas. Tumor's gone.
What? Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well.
Gunner's gonna need the dick.
The manager.
He's like, look, bitch, I'm letting you stay in here not for nothing. Time to earn your keep.
Boop, boop, boop.
Were we recording that whole time?
I think so.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
No,
to send your
urgent.
Message with urgent delivery, press 2.
2.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
I have a vision. I have a vision. Somewhere up in, probably around Cook County somewhere, there's a truck driver stopping at every other...
he's stopping at, like, every sex shop looking for sheepskin.
I have a mic close.
I guarantee.
I liked him because he said yellow. Like, that's the best way to answer the phone. He seemed like an alright cat.
Circle Scott's number.
I've wrote it down.
Yellow.
I'm not annoyed. It's kind of random.
I don't have to.
7-Eleven.
Yep.
Hello, 7-Eleven. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir.
What's your store number?
Who's calling?
This is Roy from the corporate.
Okay. But I don't see, sir, your cell number or phone number in my CLI ID.
I know. I'm sorry. But what's your store number, sir?
Our store number is 32866.
32866.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we've had several complaints about the conditions of your restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you sure they're clean? Because we had a phone complaint not too long ago. Somebody called up and said there is like, somebody had sprayed diarrhea on the walls and stuff like that. Is this true?
Uh-huh. I'm not sure, sir, it's true. Our restroom is always be clean.
It's already been cleaned?
Yeah, you have to come and check it.
Well, I can't, sir. I'm calling from a remote location. I'm in a bunker in Saskatchewan. I'm 30 feet underground.
Okay, thank you. But, sir, you have to, if you call me without a known number, so I will talk to you, sir.
All right, your number is 328.
You don't make any sense, you fucking goddamn idiot.
Nice.
If you call me with number, do not know, call me back. Fuck you.
It's okay, Matt.
Matt just triggers.
He was already like gone.
Yeah, no.
You weren't gonna pull that.
Oh. Uh-oh. And the Twinkies were floating. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. The 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Hi there. Yes, I need to find out the cleanliness inspection of your bathrooms. Darn.
Which one?
Your bathrooms, are they clean?
Yeah, sure.
How can I be for sure? And can I bring my own cleaning supplies before I use them?
Sure, I clean it. Okay, sir.
Excuse me, you're talking too quickly. I cannot understand you.
Yeah, sure.
Sir, I can't understand you. Slow down while you're talking to me.
Which problem you have?
Are you okay?
I have diarrhea problems, you stupid son of a bitch. This is why people hate you.
No, this, yeah.
Hello. Oh.
I think you scared him off.
Yeah, I think you scared him.
Nice going, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he was talking rapid fire.
Yeah. Bathrooms. Yeah.
Meanwhile, in a 7-Eleven's back closet, there's three or four Twinkies floating
Barry?
In a bucket. Red
that
juice.
Was fucking cool. The fucking... But, like, I was gonna say, like, a lot of 7-Elevens don't have that. It's like, get city.
Oh, this
I
was a
hear
good night.
The
yeah, I'm really gonna have to get to go now. You know.
Oh, what did we all learn?
Sad music's playing.
I didn't learn anything. I'm dumber.
Yeah,
now.
You did. You learned about the phone winners.
That's true.
I learned tonight a very valuable lesson, and that's that people who are new to this country don't know the language and are very susceptible to anything and everything that you tell them.
Like throwing Gatorade into the mop bucket.
Yes. Yes, foreigners are very readily available to waste $30 to $40 worth of product.
Oh, easily. I learned the after show is super fun. Ooh.
It's Crescent Fresh.
Smoke weed every day.
Yes. I waited 3 weeks to hear that.
You're
and
welcome.
Yet you've never ever smoked weed at.
Exactly.
It's so fun.
Weed sucks.
I'm a good
whatever.
Kid. Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
No, I'm not saying that other drugs aren't cool. I'm saying that weed just sucks.
Whatever. No, it's awesome. It's awesome.
It's better than beer, sir.
together, they're awesome.
This is the greatest argument ever.
Hallucinogens and drugs are hallucinogens and beer are way better than Coke.
I like Coke.
Discuss.
I just can't.
I like
stand.
Cocaine. And I like hallucinogens. I like them all.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.